Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live special number 326, recorded Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. Made by Google. Welcome to TWiT Live special. I got a number here, 326. Leo Laporte here with the wonderful Florence Ion. Oh, that flow from All About Android. And we're here to talk not just about Android, but a lot of stuff.
This
is going to be, I think, the largest product announcement for Google in ages. We're expecting new phones, two or three, not clear, probably two. We're expecting a new laptop, a new Chromebook, a Pixel Book. We're expecting maybe a new, and already they've gone to the stage. So let's go to the stage. We're going to do as we always do with these events, broadcast the stream that Google is broadcasting live on YouTube. If you wish to just have Google's stream, you can just go there and watch it. See if we know anybody. That looks like...
Hey, there's our All About Android guest from last night, Jason from Ostroid.
And if you want to hear what we have to say, we'll be commenting on it. Just kind of glossing
it.
We'll still let them talk, but we will give you our expert opinions of what Google's saying. This is at the San Francisco Jazz Center.
Yep.
Do you know anything about that?
It was opened a couple years ago.
Continue to show the stream if you can.
It's beautiful. It's the acoustics are great.
As you can see. And Google did this at Google I.O. They had these weird DJ guys playing music.
They were camping out behind us in like little towers at the shoreline. Yeah. That's where they placed them.
And they do this all with Android devices. I think part of the point, at least I thought at Google I.O., was to show that you can make music with Android despite its bad reputation.
Yes, despite the previous touch delays that have been talked about.
Yeah. So we got even more leaks this morning.
We did. We got a leak from Verizon.
Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google. And a really nice guy, formerly in charge of Chrome
really
OS.
Nice.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. As we were preparing for this event, we were all devastated by the news coming out of Las Vegas, as I'm sure all of you were. And that's coming off a challenging past few weeks with Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, and other events around the world. It's been hard to see the suffering, but I've been moved and inspired by everyday heroism. People opening up their homes, and to first responders literally risking their lives to save other people. Our hearts and prayers are with the victims and families impacted by these terrible events. We are working closely with many relief agencies in affected areas, and we are committed to doing our part. It's a true privilege to be at the SF Jazz Center. It's a great American institution for jazz performance and education. And it's really good to see familiar faces in the audience.
Kind of appreciate it.
As always, I want to give a shout out to people joining us on the live stream globally from around the world. Since last year and since Google I.O., we've been working hard continuing our shift from a mobile-first to an AI-first world. We are rethinking all our core products and working hard to solve user problems by applying machine learning and AI. Let me give you an example. Recently, I visited Lagos in Nigeria. It's a city of 21 million people. It's an incredibly dynamic, vibrant, and ever-growing city. Many people are coming online for the first time. So it's very exciting, unless you happen to be in the Google Maps team and you have to map the city. And it is changing so fast. And normally we map a place by using Street View and doing a lot of stuff automatically. But it's difficult to do that in a place like Lagos because the city is changing. You can't always see the signage clearly. And there are variable address conventions. Things are insequential. So for example, take that house there. If you squint hard, you can see the street number there. It is number 3 to the left of the gate. That was relatively easy. On to a harder problem now. That house, you know, that's what we see from Street View. I think as humans, it's probably pretty hard. Maybe one or two of you can spot it out. But our computer vision systems, thanks to machine learning, can pick it out, identify the street number.
I don't even know what that is.
And start mapping
yes.
it out.
So a lot of parts of the world don't even have street numbers.
Nope.
Venice, there aren't street numbers exactly.
And just in 5 months, the team was able to map 5,000 kilometers of new roads, 50,000 new addresses, and 100,000 businesses. And it's something which makes a real difference for millions of users there, as Google Maps is popular. And we think this approach is broadly applicable. Let's come closer to home. In a parking in San Francisco.
He's going to use examples of artificial intelligence that don't worry people about privacy, right?
Right.
No, we're not using this to data mine you.
No, we're helping you to get around the city.
Circling around. And the color shows the density of parking, and we can analyze it throughout the day and predict parking difficulty.
When's the last time you think Sundar parked his own car?
Well, he doesn't have to, right?
They park themselves. I'm sure.
Oh, good point.
We are using machine learning to make a difference. The best example I can think of, what we've talked before, is Google Translation. I literally remember many years ago adding translation in Chrome and making it automatic so that if you land in a page different from your language, we do that for you. Fast forward to today, with the power of machine learning and our neural machine translation, we serve over 2 billion translations in many, many languages every single day.
That has kind of crept up
on
us.
It shows the power of staying
at
a problem.
Really good.
Google Translate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
kind of
amazing. Fantastic.
It's the Babel fish, and it just kind of crept up on us.
It can talk for you.
This is why we are excited about the shift from a mobile-first to an AI-first world. It is not just about applying machine learning.
That was the theme of Google I.O., of course.
In our products.
They're keeping this thing going.
It's radically rethinking how computing should work. At a higher level, in an AI-first world, I believe computers should adapt to how people live their lives rather than people having to adapt to computers. And so we think about four core attributes as part of this experience. First, people should be able to interact with computing in a natural and seamless way.
I'm watching the hashtag.
Mobile took us a step in this direction
Google.
With multi-touch.
That seems to be the busiest hashtag on Twitter right now.
It needs to be conversational,
sensory.
We need to be able to use our voice.
Accessory like certification.
Like
for
and vision.
Make the experience
like
much more
Apple's.
Second,
made for iPhone
it is
MFI.
Going to be ambient. Computing is going to evolve beyond the phone, be there in many screens around you when you need it, working for you. Third, we think it needs to be thoughtfully contextual. Mobile gave us limited context. You know, with identity, your location, we were able to improve the experience significantly. In an AI-first world, we can have a lot more context and apply it thoughtfully. For example, if you're into fitness and you land in a new city, we can suggest running routes, maybe gyms nearby, and healthy eating options. And in my case, being a vegetarian and having a weakness for desserts, maybe suggest the right restaurants for me. Finally, and probably the most important of it all, you know, computing needs to learn and adapt constantly over time. It just doesn't work that way today. In mobile, you know, developers write software and constantly ship updates, but, you know, let me give a small example. I use Google Calendar all the time. On Sundays, I try to get a weekly view of how my week looks like. But once the work week starts, say on a Monday or a Tuesday, I'm trying to get a view into what the next few hours looks like. I have to constantly toggle back and forth.
I have to say, Google Calendar Sundar really is more human than almost any other CEO who does these events.
I agree.
Including Tim Cook. Tim, who's very real and emotional. But Sundar feels like one of us almost.
I agree.
He needs to learn and adapt. And that applies to important things like security and privacy as well.
He's not your typical CEO.
Today, a lot of us deal with security and privacy.
Me too. I had a great conversation with him. He's very nice. Very smart.
We give them many settings and toggles to improve those. But in an AI-first world, we can learn and adapt and do it thoughtfully for our users. For example, if it's a notification for your doctor's appointment, we need to treat it sensitively and differently than just telling you when you need to start driving to work.
As Bleak in our chat room says, so nurse, chill.
We're really excited by the shift, and that's why we are here today. We've been working on software and hardware together because that's the best way to drive the shifts in computing forward. But we think we are at a unique moment in time where we can bring a combination of AI and software and hardware to bring a different perspective to solving problems for users. We are very confident about our approach here because we are at the forefront of driving the shifts with AI. 3 months ago at Google I.O., our Google AI teams announced a new approach called AutoML. AutoML is just our machines automatically generating machine learning models.
Florence, I think it is generally agreed that Google is the leader in using big data and machine learning to improve its AI. I can't think of a competitor. Maybe
Microsoft?
Microsoft, yeah.
Well, that's just because I saw some Microsofties make comments this morning on Twitter.
I feel like Google, because they know more, frankly, about us than anybody.
Well, we give them all that data.
Android, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of developers to be able to do it.
And I know Facebook probably is interested in this, but they don't seem to be using
it. Just in the past month.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as a
task like image classification.
Geez, what's the word? Polished?
Yeah, and
as Google?
Apple's doing it, but they don't have the data that Google has intentionally.
Human-generated models, but they are more resource.
You know who has the data, but a lot of it is Amazon.
Pretty amazing to see.
Oh, yeah, that's really true.
We're now taking it a step further. Let me talk about another use case, object detection.
And they're very actively trying to acquire
object
more.
Object detection, just a fancy name for computers trying to delineate and understand images. Being able to draw bounding boxes and distinguish between all the vehicles there.
It's really
interesting.
Scooters, mopeds,
this was, motorcycles, and
since
even
the 60s,
pick up the bike in front.
This has been a
goal of computer
scientists going back to Marvin Minsky and the early days of artificial intelligence. And went through a really down cycle where people just said, no, it turns out too hard. You can't do it.
As well as our photography in Pixel.
But we have made huge strides all of a sudden in things
really
like
hard to do.
Recognizing
the
and detecting objects.
Human-generated models we have.
Again, gradually snuck up on us. But Google's doing this really well.
It did sneak up on us.
As of the past couple of weeks,
you're seeing it in photography and the Pixel.
43% accuracy. They're constantly getting better.
Google Photos, mapping.
The rate at which we are seeing progress with AI is amazing, which is why we are really excited about combining it with our software and hardware to bring it together for our users. Let me give you a concrete example. I was recently very inspired by this tweet from a journalist who was attending the Little League World Series. As you can see, there are two Little Leaguers here, one from Dominican Republic and the other from South Dakota, and they are talking to each other using Google Translate.
Oh my God, that's cool.
It's a great example, but I looked at it and I feel like we could do a whole lot better. Computing needs to evolve where this happens in a more natural, seamless, and a conversational way.
Microsoft does this in Skype, which is pretty impressive.
An early glimpse of how we can push
in a much more natural environment. You're talking to one another.
By thinking about AI software and hardware together. I couldn't be more excited by the direction our hardware team is taking and approaching their work here. So to give you a lot more insights, let me welcome Rick onto the stage. Thank you.
Rick Ostola, who is now, what came from Motorola, was the guy who put Moto X on the map and is now in charge of all hardware at Google. And a great guy. We were just talking about him before the show. Another real person.
I want to welcome everyone here today, Google fans, the media. In the front row, we have some of our top sales reps from Verizon and other partners. It's great to have you all here. Yes.
Those are the people who applaud.
Yes. Welcome. We've got a lot to show you today, including a few surprises. So
I like that he's doing the hardware announcement, though, because he didn't get any FaceTime at Google I.O.
It ties into the vision that Sundar outlined. A year ago, we stood on a slightly smaller stage and introduced the world to Google Pixel, Home, and Wi-Fi, Chromecast Ultra, and Daydream View. This is the first generation of hardware made by Google. So much has happened since then, and we've made tremendous progress in our first year. For starters, our team is getting a lot bigger. We're bringing on 2,000 very talented engineers from HTC, along with some important IP. It's an amazing team that's created a series of industry-first innovations.
And they only cost us $1.2 billion.
We'll be able to better integrate Google hardware and software. And our products have built up a lot of momentum going into our
second year. I think that's a good get, though, don't you?
Let's
the
take
HTC
a
No, I agree. It was a good get.
Okay, HTC Google. Says okay, we're Google. Still going to make phones. I don't understand how.
Probably
for like, Google.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, I'm thinking maybe like the mid-range, low-end market.
Yeah.
Das Pixel XL und das Pixel. It's called Google Home. The new way to make your home a little bit smarter.
So these Google are previous Google announcements.
Get the daydream view.
Most of which will be, in fact, all of those will be updated today, including the daydream, according to rumor.
I hope the daydream gets better. Oh, there's Gigi Hadid, of course.
Gotta have her.
We gotta
YouTube
put the millennials
star.
In there.
Yep. Yep.
Four stars and editor's choice.
Okay, Google, show me a video of a kangaroo.
Yes! Oh, yes, the Modern Family cameo.
That was very annoying. Did you enjoy it? You liked it. You
looked
at like you liked it.
Okay. I did. It's kind of like...
Did you see Marcus Brownlee?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Every picture, unlimited space.
Mama got a new toy.
It can recognize
two of those, by the way.
Enter Google Assistant.
She's so smart.
She's just amazing.
Let me see what else my Google Assistant can do.
Hey, Google, call Carrot.
Okay, Google, joue-moi du beatbox.
What is a dog?
That's your question, what is a dog?
I didn't know. Google did the whole thing.
Oh, man.
I think
we've
got a winner.
It's
they're really featuring, though, of course, all the uncritical, positive YouTube stars, TV stars.
Yeah.
Not really the tech.
Pop culture.
Pop culture, not the tech journalists. Who also, we should be fair, do generally
although
like
they did, well, they did show a lot of Verge articles.
We're still in the early days of our hardware line,
okay.
But we're off to
there
a
you go.
Sundar retweeted the Verge this morning.
Thrilled
so.
To announce well. That there are now 55 million Chromecast devices around the world.
And I have 20. Three of them.
I have like 20. I kept buying them. I couldn't.
Selling mesh router since its launch.
Is that true? That's surprising.
You know
it's not
what?
The best.
I am on a different, I'm on the Samsung mesh router, and I have to say the Google one gave me no problems.
Yeah.
And
we've added more than
I've used them all. Google is the weakest of the bunch.
Yeah, I remember that. I was on that show with
web,
you. Yep. Screensavers.
Video results from YouTube. And new local places in
like
Google Maps.
I like Google Home, but it's tough competition with the Amazon
and
Echo.
And Pixel had a great year.
And, of course, Echo had a huge win this morning.
Just wish we had a
Sonos
few more of them to go
Echo,
around.
Yes.
But user
compatibility. No Google Assistant
among
compatibility.
Pixel
it's
owners
all,
no.
Is among the highest of any Google product ever.
Good for Amazon, though.
Oh, yeah.
Industry analysts and the media gave Pixel rave reviews, too. Our performance scores led the industry. And Pixel had the best and top-rated smartphone camera.
Not anymore.
Nope.
iPhone, put
really
a DxOMark iPhone in the next, and Note 8.
Note 8, yep.
For our first-generation smartphone in such a competitive
but,
space.
It's Google's turn.
Well, you all know this better than anyone, but the playing field for hardware components is leveling off. And I don't envy those of you who have to write reviews for a bunch of smartphones.
Lauren Good on The Verge says, Rick Ostolo's aesthetic today is very John Wick
in camera,
retirement.
Processor speed, modem throughput, battery life,
fair.
Display
jammies, kind of.
These core features are table
I was
going to
say something,
now.
But...
Moore's Law,
I was too,
scaling,
I didn't want to.
I like it. It's soft.
It's very
cash.
Google.
Be honest,
yeah, it's very Google.
It's going to be tougher and tougher
I do believe he lifts,
to develop new, exciting products each year. Because that's no longer the timetable for big leaps forward in hardware
it's
alone.
Definitely shown off some guns.
And that's why we're taking a very different approach at Google. As I said last year, the next big innovation will happen at the intersection of AI, software, and hardware.
Okay.
Smartphones might be reaching parity on their specs, but as we just heard from Sundar, we're seeing huge breakthroughs in the kinds of experiences we're able to deliver to users. And it all starts with reimagining hardware from the inside out. AI and machine learning have helped us to do this across our products.
Equals Skynet.
Pixel completely revolutionized the end-to-end photo experience for users and removes all of the hassles. Machine learning works throughout the experience
Google
to make your
is
Pixel
by
photos
far
more
my
vibrant.
Favorite
yeah.
app.
Yeah. Apple's caught up, though, considerably, I have to say, with Apple's photos without the kinds of inputs that Google has, again.
We did
Apple
the same thing with home
phone.
Networks.
They're clearly trying to keep up.
Machine learning, not
yeah,
to keep
you have
the signal
to with the photos.
Strong,
yeah,
but to powerful. Reduce Wi-Fi congestion. While you're moving throughout the house, your router is intelligently transitioning your devices to the best Wi-Fi point and placing you on the right channel. When you're using the assistant on Google Home, you'll notice it can pick up your voice even in a noisy room. Our deep learning capabilities and neural beamforming
can tell
help
if
Google
you're
Home
talking
locate
to it
the source
or...
of sound and hear you accurately.
Someone else?
So we can do with
my
just
Google
two
Home goes off far more often
normally need six or eight
than my Echo.
Yeah. It I agree.
It? I hear that bloop all the time.
Because like, I have an Echo Dot as well. Yeah.
When I'm watching TV, bloop all the time.
It's this combination of AI, software, and hardware working together that provides a helpful experience for our users. And that's where the big leaps forward are going to happen in the next 10 years. We're still in the early days for our hardware line, but we know what it takes to build great products in a crowded field. We weren't first with many of our most successful products. Gmail, Chrome, Android, and even Search.
They were first with Gmail
in
the sense it was...
We succeeded by doing what we're best
at. It was the first web app.
Reimagining the experience to make it radically helpful for the user. And as you'll hear today, our next generation of devices...
I don't know why they showed that. I'm kind of bored. Just checking Instagram, no problem.
When you need them. They're simple to use, and they anticipate your needs. Everything is designed for you.
I could have talked to the director
here.
Keep
the tech in the background and out of your way. Interact with your devices naturally through your voice or by touching them. And by building hardware around our AI and
radically
software,
helpful.
We're creating products that get even better over time.
This is Apple, too, is trying to control the full stack. Apple wants to do hardware, software. And it was always Apple's special sauce, and Google's trying to do this too. It explains why Google's doing so much hardware all of a sudden.
Represent the ultimate
and Microsoft
Google
too,
experience.
For that.
Yep.
Today, we're going to show you how we're creating a family of products that are there when you need them, at work.
This is a really long lead,
school,
by the way.
And on the go. But we're going to start with the most important place: your home.
We're finally to the first chapter.
Let's hear next from Rishi Chandra, who leads our home team. Over to you, Rishi.
Yeah, I don't know if we learned anything there about Google's strategy or...
Thank you, Rick.
That's a giant...
It's been a really exciting year for us. Google Home was the first product to bring the Google Assistant to the home. And we've been constantly learning from our users so that we can make the Assistant radically helpful for you.
All right, Google Home was first
up. For example, as Rick mentioned, in the last year, we can answer over 100 million new questions.
Which would be the Pixel,
the best part
I'm
is,
yeah,
that's, you don't have to
talk
like
sense.
A computer... or teach Google Home any new skills. It just works. Now, we're really happy with the positive feedback thus far. We know this is a journey. So we've been working hard to bring Google Home to more people and more countries. This year, we launched in 5 new countries.
Chandra's been with Google.
We're happy to announce that we'll be launching in Japan later this week.
Help launch Google Apps.
Oh, wow.
Google TV. Whatever happened to that?
Well, now Android
TV. Now, bringing the assistant to people all around the world is no easy task.
He watched Chromecast,
sure,
now he's in charge
of different age groups,
home products,
genders, and accents.
Okay, makes sense he's on stage.
We trained the assistant at a scale that only Google could, with over 50 million voice samples from hundreds of different ambient environments.
There's a dog named Taco. Oh,
we've been investing in voice search for over a decade, which is why we have the best voice recognition in the world. Now, earlier this year, we had a major breakthrough.
You know, an assistant in my head, I would know that.
Your voice.
That's Rishi Chandra. He has a dog named Taco.
With your permission, we build a model of your voice by looking at dozens of different voice characteristics, like vocal construct, pitch, and
tone. Do you train with the Google Home?
This is
what do you mean?
Like, do you train it with your voice, or does it learn? It sounds like he's implying that it learns.
But doesn't mean I want
to, because you can do different people.
You can.
Yeah.
An assistant can only be truly useful if it knows who you are. And with Voice Match, we're the only assistant
that
can bring personal help to each individual member of your household. So when you ask a question,
it does it without training.
We match your voice,
that's,
and we respond with
contextual.
Your calendar, your commute, and your personal reminders. Now, Voice Match has already become one of the most popular features on Google Home today. Over half of all queries are from people who've trained the assistant to recognize their voice.
Oh, you do train it. Mm-hmm. All right.
And starting today, we're rolling out Voice Match to all 7 countries Google Home will be available. Now, another popular feature
all 7
is hands-free calling. You can use your Google Home to call any landline or mobile number in the U.S. or Canada.
Worth mentioning Australia. I just got this product about a month ago.
Accessories. It just works. And I'm happy to announce that we'll be bringing hands-free calling to the U.K. later this year.
This is something Amazon just added to its Echo.
Yesterday.
Phones. Personal mobile number. So whoever you're calling will know it's you. You just need to verify your number through the Google Home app. And of course, with Voice Match, we can recognize your voice to make sure we call your contact with your personal number.
Is there seriously
a hands-free
a number up on
the
screen right now?
Yeah, right,
650 just number.
Say, let's call it.
Hey, Google, call the bakery on 24th Street.
Okay, calling Noe Valley Bakery.
Oh.
We do the hard work.
Can I order something?
Which business you want to call, thanks to Google's deep expertise in local search. Making a call has never been easier. Now, we have a lot of great news to share with you today. Yet,
I received a call.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was at dinner. Somebody called me. And I didn't recognize the number. I thought, well, what the heck? And I answered it. And it was a guy said, it was great. He said, I'm on my Google Home right now. I said, get closer.
Thank you, Rishi. I'm thrilled to share with you how
we've met her. Isabel Olsen.
Technology in the home.
She does not have a dog named Taco.
You heard Rick mention earlier today that everything in our hardware line is designed to fit into your life.
The she looks like she has a beautiful Persian at home, beautiful Persian cat.
Yes.
And people are very selective about what they welcome into it.
She was a designer with
plastic, complicated buttons, and random blinking lights.
Oh, I want to pick her brain.
Our vision is to build simple, helpful solutions.
She's the head of industrial design for home wearables.
I really want to pick her brain. Yes.
So here's what that means to us.
Hence the beautiful pictures of modern homes behind her.
Products live in. And we take inspiration from the
Google's always had the rap that they don't have design, that Apple's the design.
That's not true.
Apple has
material
taste.
Design. It's just a different design.
Yeah, but boy, you look at the Pixel and you wonder who designed that.
HTC.
Yeah, that's ugly. And I don't know if it's going to get better looking. It's very industrial.
And lastly, the way you interact with our products has to be so intuitive, you never even have to think about it, and so simple that the entire household can use it. With that, we are introducing Mini, the newest member of the Google Home family.
I just said Mini. Mini. So this was, as rumored, a small hockey puck fabric-covered size version of the Home. Like the Dot.
Comes in three colors, coral, this color, and then a darker gray. I only care about coral because it's the pretty orangey pink one.
It makes Google Home more accessible to more people in more rooms. And as you can see, almost the entire enclosure is made out of fabric. And it's not just about aesthetics. It's core to the product experience.
But it is very
That is
much
why
aesthetics.
We created this material from scratch, right down to the yarn.
Wow.
It needed to be durable and soft, but also transparent.
This looks like a fabric softener commercial right going on right now, actually.
This perfect balance allows for all of Mini's technology.
People who use Google products care about the
fabric.
Yes, I care.
Okay.
That's what attracted me to the home.
That's why you're here
for. Exactly. Under the fabric are there when you need them, lighting up to show you that it hears you or it's thinking. And you can control it by touch.
As I said, I see those dots a lot. It seems to be thinking all the time.
Adjust the volume, or talk to your assistant.
So it has touch controls on the top.
We thought a lot about how to get great sound with such a small product.
It kind of blows
too.
Through the fabric.
We embraced Mini's circular shape to
this is interesting.
360 degrees sound.
So unlike the Dot, they are going to try to put a speaker
No matter
in
where you stand
That
in
sounds
room.
Good.
You'll be surprised
it looks like it is just...
It's all speaker.
It's all speaker.
And if you want bigger sound, you can easily connect Mini to any Chromecast
This is much like the Echo Dot in that respect. Wirelessly.
We created Mini
might be buying
in
one
three
of these.
Beautiful colors. Coral, chalk, and
charcoal. Chalk. Now you know. That's chalk.
Color really matters in the home.
I don't want an orange
where we
dot
choose our
in my,
drapes and carpets
I wonder
and colors with
it's
so
got a
much
look different
care.
In real life.
We brought that same level of care.
It's kind of orange.
Mini.
It's not coral.
Yeah.
Maybe
with
that's
the chalk
just...
color alone, it took us 157 tries before we found the perfect shade of gray.
See,
157 shades
Google
of gray,
who's,
huh?
Who's the audience for that?
The
who's the audience of that? Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Your white noise machine in the nursery. Your voice remote for your TV in the living room.
She did say that, didn't she? 150 shades
yes,
of gray.
Yes, she did. Well, she avoided saying it. I said the...
Mini will retail for just $49
$50
in the US.
Same as the Dots? And it's... Ish? Same-ish? Available in stores very soon, October 19th.
And it's going to be available for pre-order online starting today.
Starting today.
Right now,
in stores starting October 19th from major retailers.
I better pre-order
my
coral.
We're also really happy to announce that Mini is coming to all seven Google
Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Japan, UK, and the US.
Let's take a look at this ad that we launched later this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's the designer, so she's going to talk a lot about fabric colors.
Well, it's Google Home Mini. You put
it's interesting, though, because I don't remember Google ever talking about design.
Exactly. I think this is part of their, you know, their new approach, really trying to relate to us. And
they're trying to be Apple. Stranger Things. It can tell you the weather. Season 2 opens later this month. So excited. The difference between you
and your husband. Hey.
So if you go Michelle and Barack Obama? Alex, it won't call your husband's friend, Alex. I'm kidding.
It'll call your friend, Alex.
Calling Alex.
Hey, how are you? Okay, gotta go, girl. Anyway, it's made by the same people who help you find stuff on the internet. So, you know, no biggie. It's smaller than a donut.
So this is their ad they'll be showing on television. The
it's powered
made
very
by the same people help you find Google something Google on the internet. Calendar, just so you know who that is.
You know what? They might have YouTube to do that.
Yeah.
All for less.
I have to say, their ads are getting better and better. They've been very good in the last year or two.
Like only Google can.
Like only Google can, huh? Is that going to be the new
motto? I believe it's as only Google can.
As only Google can.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. No, is it?
Thanks, Isabel.
You're the writer.
Like Google can?
We can't wait for you to try out Mini. We also want to share how the Google Assistant continues to get better
over
time.
Not like.
From the start, we've been helping people with their everyday routines. For example, one of my favorite features is My Day, which gives me a personalized briefing of my important events of the day. And with Voice Match, each member of the house can get their own unique start to their morning routine. Well, soon we're going to be extending routines in two important ways.
Here we go. First, that it can slice
adding more routines to help you with those everyday moments, like getting ready to leave for work.
So he's talking about routines.
Coming home in the evening or turning in for the night.
Which you can schedule.
I have a Google Home sitting right next to an Echo, and they're going to have to do something like this for me to start using the Home. The Echo does everything I want it to do.
I also can turn on the lights, start the coffee maker,
and even play my favorite morning. I don't have that connected home thing going down.
I've got that going on right now. I'm starting it slowly but surely.
What's your hub?
Another ritual for me in the morning.
I am using Samsung Smart Things, but I think I need to be switching.
Well, Google Assistant can help there too.
Well, they want you to, obviously.
Find my phone, and we'll automatically ring your Android phone even if it's on silent mode.
That's good.
And for iPhone users, we just give you a call. It saves me 5 to 10 minutes
give you a
every
call.
Morning.
Wait a minute. Call.
Yes.
We'll call you.
Because it can't.
Don't call
it
us.
Can't ring it. Apple
no,
won't let them ring it.
We're also working to make the smart home work better for you.
That's funny.
The Google Assistant can now control.
I know some morning pick that up and try to eat it.
Products from over 100.
It looks like a donut.
It does.
And even more importantly, we brought our deep expertise of natural language processing.
It reminds me of mochi a little bit.
In a more conversational
like a
way.
Mango mochi.
So for example, if I want to change the temperature, I shouldn't have to remember the current thermostat setting. I should be able to say, hey, Google, make it warmer.
Okay, warming up the living room.
Your system knows what warmer means.
My heater's too old for a Nest.
Now, voice control is just the start. We believe the next evolution of the smart home is to bring real intelligence to the home.
Making it warmer.
In a more thoughtful way. Your home should smartly adjust to you, not the other way around.
Should have a devil voice for that.
Google and Nest are working together to reimagine the smart home.
I thought you were going
to
make an explosion sound.
To tell you more, I'd like to welcome Yoki, CTO of Nest.
Yoki. Become Yoki. Hey, boo-boo.
So, Nest did announce a bunch of products a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Of a new security.
Thank you, Rishi.
That's right.
Sweet.
Yep.
At Nest, we like to talk about the thoughtful home. One that takes care of the people inside it and the world
doing
around it.
Another announcement at the Google event.
We recently took a big step forward in achieving that goal.
You did.
By doubling our portfolio.
You did.
By shipping six
Huge.
New hardware products.
Yeah.
What I love about Nest's growing ecosystem is that we combine the best-in-class hardware and machine learning to help make people's lives easier. And your Nest experience reaches a whole new level when it's combined with Google products. Let me show you three examples of how we can provide you with even more help at home.
She's a professor at CMU.
With Nest Cam,
oh, wow.
University of
Google
Washington,
home, and
director
Chromecast.
Of the
We can
UW
help
Neurobotics Lab.
Just
Dang.
With your voice.
Center for Sensory
so
Motor Neural Engineering.
MacArthur
Fellow in 2007. She was a
I'm in
Genius
the back
Award
with the family
winner.
Room without my phone.
Says she worked at Apple.
I can just say,
And she invented
okay, Google,
the term
the entryway.
neurorobotics. Neurorobotics.
And then
former
I
semi-professional tennis player in Japan.
But my pet pig.
Oh my gosh, she has a pet pig, by the way.
Named Taco?
Cayenne.
Oh, Cayenne.
And she's found a leftover lunch in my son's backpack.
Oh dear. That's why
sadly,
you don't have pigs in the house.
More than once.
They're so cute, though.
They're cute until they get sow size.
I can simply say, okay, Google, save me.
She's one of
clip.
The three founding members
Show
of Google
one,
X.
We don't
in
leave
2011.
Food in
oh, wow.
our backpacks.
Very smart person.
Good for her.
With our new video doorbell, Nest Hello, we can also start to solve some of our common pain points through Google and Nest integrated computer, computer
four
vision
kids
technologies.
And a pig.
Of course, most of us
that's
want to
lot.
At the door.
It's a lot of scraps
room.
For the pig to
that's
go through.
A big house.
Through a feature called Familiar Faces, Nest Hello will be able to recognize the people that you
right.
asked it to remember.
Right.
So when the doorbell rings and Nest Hello recognizes the person at the door, it will automatically broadcast that information to Google Home devices.
Our sponsor Ring has announced exactly the same product portfolio around this.
Right.
But it's hard to beat Nest when you integrate it with Google's stuff.
Yep.
You don't even have to ask.
And Ring is integrating with Amazon. So this is good. You're starting to see battle lines forming.
Yep.
Okay, Google, show me who's at the front door.
There's a fork in the road. Who are you going to choose, Google or Amazon?
This is another great example of what Google and Nest
can I put this
get.
Down now? Thank you.
And this last one is my favorite. Your home can soon get ready for the night just with a simple command.
I love
as
this.
As Rishi mentioned,
so
I'm, you can
is it the case you think the consumers are now saying, which platform? Because you really going
to.
This has been holding back home automation
Google,
since it
goodnight.
Began, is these
okay,
this multitude
let's
of platforms.
Get ready for bed. I've armed your security system. Your first calendar event is tomorrow at 9 a.m.
The security
your
system
alarm
is
set
the Nest
for 7 a.m.
Right.
Sleep well.
But this is an integrated platform.
Yep.
So people are now, and Apple does not have this range of products to offer. They partner with people, but they don't really have this range. Amazon doesn't yet.
This really simplifies my life.
Google does.
It gives me the peace of mind that I cannot get any other way.
And of course, it's interesting because
together,
her
Nest and Google deliver an
specialty is,
that makes your home
machines that
more
understand you and talk to you.
Yep.
Efficient, more connected and entertaining.
Look at that range now. When you come
home
on
I mean, it's
all right. Now it's starting to be
phenomenal.
Right?
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, and
like,
it turns
what else
on
can
your
I
TV,
say?
And your TV is now a big display
yes,
that can integrate with all of that.
That's why you buy into an ecosystem.
Yeah, and it's starting to make sense too. An ecosystem. I mean, the Chromecast kind of stood alone until you tie it in with
and
all
it
of this.
All plugs and plays yeah. seamlessly. Or at least I'm finding it to be seamless.
On that note,
Google Home does support.
Let me welcome Rishi back on stage.
The Ring doorbell, I believe.
No.
Not anymore?
No.
Thank you, Yoki.
Or rather, I can't really do routines with it. It's definitely a separate notification for me.
Hectic family lives a little easier. You know, the Google Assistant already provides a lot of help. From using your voice to order more diapers, playing a lullaby in the nursery, checking the traffic to those piano lessons.
I think I like the Google Store,
or
by the way.
Easily giving grandma
the Google
a call.
Home a little bit better because you can
now, if you
like
me,
from Costco.
Well, again, as consumers are deciding,
yeah.
those family moments.
That's like what they're going to be looking at: is what parts of the
well to help
family are there, and do these solve the problems I need? Do I need to go outside the ecosystem
say, hey,
Google, to solve a particular
time
problem?
To leave for school.
So you have to be you have to do
broadcasting
everything.
Broadcasting now.
The assistant will broadcast some messages.
I mean, I prefer an open system, but we're just not going to get that. We're just not going to get that.
Really great.
Not for the home.
Parents are going to love this feature.
Well, I
kids.
Wish we would, but
kids are gonna hate
these companies
feature.
Don't have any interest. You know,
but
look at YouTube.
Being,
they've yanked YouTube from Amazon's Echo.
We think Google
it's true. It's true.
These companies are not going to support each other.
Well, no, because how are they going to sell?
They're going to be verticals. Well, for consumers, it's better if they do.
We
want to
be thoughtful about what it would take to deliver a great kids' experience.
Oh, kids, huh?
We conducted research with hundreds of parents and kids from across the country.
Oh, this is the other way Google gets you, is with the kids.
So first, we're announcing support for Family Link accounts on Google Home.
Oh.
These are Google accounts that parents can create for children under 13. They can manage it within the Family Link app. And as we all know, kids have their own unique way of speaking. Sometimes it can be a little hard to understand, even for us parents. Well, fortunately, we've improved our voice recognition accuracy for kids, so the assistant can understand them too.
Really?
And finally,
that's kind of amazing.
What?
I want to see it in action, though.
Yeah. With the Google Assistant,
I want to see a kid with a lisp,
explore new interests. Imagine with story time,
or just share laughs with the whole family. So let me show you how my kids and their friends had some fun.
And of course, you get these kids growing up with Google.
Let's go to the living room.
Google's part of their life. Okay, Google, play me. You got them for life.
Ready to see who
are. Very true.
Okay, Google, beatbox for me.
Hey, Google.
Kids do love to do that. Yeah, they do that with the Amazon as well.
Yeah. It's magic to them.
Okay, Google, play what kind
still magic
of
to me in some ways.
You?
Okay, Google,
what sound does a seal make?
So they are understanding these kids' voices in this promotional video, but that's pretty good.
Hey, Google, let's play space trivia.
And look at that coral donut. It looks so friendly.
It does.
Hey, Google, can you tell me a story?
One day, I was hanging out at home with my dad.
Oh, is this Rishi's family?
Whose name was Cinderella.
Where's the cat named Taco? That's cute.
I can tell you, as a parent, it's great to see the kids without their screens and sharing experiences
together.
Google's
really trying to relate.
And it's easy to get started. Just say, hey, Google, let's learn to play science quizzes or talk to an astronaut. Or try, hey, Google, let's play a game to play musical chairs or tackle a riddle.
Musical chairs.
And finally, hey, Google, tell me a story.
On demand.
To hear classics like Snow White or original stories like The Chef Who Loved Potatoes. Now, to bring this to life, we've partnered with Disney. We'll be bringing exclusive experiences to Google Home featuring Mickey Mouse, Lightning
Apple.
McQueen.
Wow. Even Apple couldn't get Disney on,
how did they do
on
that?
The Apple TV.
This is look at that. Sports Illustrated Kids, Justice League.
And starting today, we're opening up the Actions on Google platform for developers to create experiences
Apple has
specifically
to be furious about this.
For families and kids.
Apple used to
all
own Disney. They were
features
we Steve Jobs was the largest stockholder
on
Disney.
All Google Home devices. Okay, finally, I have one more exciting addition to share.
Was that a bird?
It's coming to the Google Home family.
Straight up. Here we go. Okay.
It's a big speaker. This is the Sonos competitor. Also rumored.
This is, what we were rumoring about. We were hoping to see something that we...
So a large speaker, dual tweeters, dual subs or mids.
Smart
sounds. Again, something the Apple HomePod is promising.
Tunes automatically to your space.
So again, this is where consumers are going to be burned because Apple's will support Apple Music, Google's will support Google Music, Amazon will support Amazon Music. One of these guys has to break and support Spotify. That's going to be the breakthrough.
I'm assuming if this has assistant built in, it'll be just like that.
Can you play Spotify with your assistant?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just have to be very obvious when you...
On Spotify. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called the Google Home Max.
Yep, and that's what we were
hard
remembering.
To tell exactly what the dimensions are, but it looks roughly like a Sonos Play 5 speaker.
Say hello to Max. Our biggest and best-sounding Google Home ever.
It's competing with.
Just like the Pixel reimagined the camera, we'll do the same with sound. With a combination of great hardware and software powered by Google's machine learning capabilities.
Wow.
Now, it starts with a strong foundation of great hardware. The first thing you'll notice is how we obsessed over the base. It's two 4.5-inch woofers, 22 millimeters of excursion.
Apple.
An extremely high range
Google's
for this
coming
size.
For you.
Yeah, very much so.
Can move a lot of air.
Oh, and Sonos, although really Sonos isn't a huge player in this.
And Max can play loud.
I feel like the enthusiasts are really going to appreciate the Sonos ecosystem.
Home. So it'll fill any room in your house with amazing audio.
This is more consumer grade.
Right.
Now, you buy this for your parents, you know.
For great sound.
You buy this
the challenge
for the house.
Of speakers today is that they're tuned for ideal acoustic conditions.
This is what people want, though. They don't want to buy a stereo anymore. They want to buy this.
That's why it always sounds different in the store than in your home.
Price point on this for a Sonos would be about $400 or $500. I'll be curious what they price this at.
Oh, yeah.
So today we're announcing Smart Sound, a new audio experience powered by Google's AI.
Okay.
The HomePod lets you put in two and get stereo, five and get surround.
Your context,
see if Google does that.
Your preferences. So, for example, if you set up a speaker near a wall, on a shelf, in a corner,
this is
fairly
Apple
common
was
places.
Promising as well.
It can dramatically change the sound balance of the speaker and make the music sound muddy.
Apple's
and the
HomePod
vocal
is a little smaller and a lot
with smart
smaller.
Sound,
and it won't be available till the end of the year. Let's see when Google price point and
using a machine learning model trained with thousands of different room configurations. And what's really cool? This is all done dynamically. So if you decide to move Max a few feet, it'll compensate within seconds. And over time, Smart Sound will automatically adapt the sound to fit your context, lowering the volume in the morning, raising the volume when the dishwasher's running.
Wow.
Or just adjusting the tuning based on the type of media you're listening
to. There's car stereo systems that do that.
Yeah, my car does that.
Yeah, and I like that this is coming to a home product.
Thoughtful sound experience, one that's tailored to your home and your moment.
Although you can see a fight as you raise your voice and it raises its sound and you raise your voice a little louder and it gets...
Well, YouTube Music, you'll have access to the world's broadest catalog of songs.
YouTube Music, all right. What I'm going to do when I'm yelling at my husband up the stairs.
We also support all free and paid Spotify users.
Uh-huh.
You have to. You have to support Spotify.
Just use your Pandora,
TuneIn.
iHeart, TuneIn. Okay, that's it.
I use TuneIn.
That's all it needs to be. Yep, TuneIn. We're on TuneIn. So if you have TuneIn, you can listen to everything we do.
I listen to Romanian radio broadcasts.
Or plug in that record on TuneIn.
Yes.
And
Twit, of course.
In addition to Twit.
Yes.
And of course, Max has a Google Assistant built right in.
Yeah, everything will have a Google Assistant.
We made your assistant can hear you even when the music is blasting, using our unique microphone placement and Google's neural beamforming technology.
I'm a little worried about what Google has on me and what it's heard me say over the years.
You can become your own personal DJ.
You're going to have to give that up.
Recognize your voice and we can play playlists and music.
At least they're not putting cameras everywhere like Amazon.
It's true.
And Google Home Max is designed to be incredibly versatile and fit naturally in your home.
Oh, you can stand it upright.
Place it horizontally, whatever makes sense for your space.
I'm trying to get the size of the
dimension.
Its base
magnetically pops into place. So when you change Max's orientation, there aren't any rubber feet where they don't need to be.
Oh, that's
cool.
We thought through every detail.
Oh, that's cool.
And finally, Max works seamlessly with the Google Home family and hundreds of Chromecast built-in speakers. So you can use multi-room to sync every room.
Come on, all you got to do is buy a couple dongles, plug them in your TV, buy this, and you've got a whole ecosystem.
Okay, $50 more than the HomePod, same availability time.
$400.
You do get a year of YouTube Music. Yes, $400. So it's Sonos priced.
With more countries coming early next year.
Christmas is
going to
be me buying all these
sound experience out of the box. We're providing a free 12-month subscription to YouTube Red, which includes YouTube Music ad-free. We think
really
you're going to really love
YouTube
the newest
music.
Members of the Google Home family. Along with the updates to the Google Assistant, they represent
they're
a big leap
Google
forward
Play
in the
music
type of helpfulness,
YouTube
fun,
Red. Right now,
and sound
you get one
yeah.
the
Google
other.
In the home. And
they didn't mention
we gave Max
Google
to a music,
music
lover to get their thoughts. Let's take a look.
Okay, here we go. Music lovers. Who is this music lover? Anonymous music
I'm
lover.
I'm really trying to gauge the size. It looks like it's pretty big, judging by the... Its view of this guy, it's hard. Show it, please. Just put a quarter
oh,
next
gosh,
to it.
I'm
a producer
Diplo.
And a DJ, so I'm not classically trained, but I'm obsessed with music. I listen to music all day long. I'm constantly
Diplo,
being critical
cool.
of my own music, of music
me.
That I hear. Watch this. Hey, Google, play Particular by Major Lazer.
Sure, Particular by Major Lazer and DJ Mafirsa. Here it is on YouTube.
Every room I have is set up to play music.
What's the fidelity of YouTube Music? Is it the same as Google Play Music? Is it MP3? Is it
VP6?
What are they using? VP9?
I mean, when you listen from your phone, it doesn't sound as stereo-ific as a Play Music stream.
Wrist looks like been
dipped.
Apparently they have...
Major Lazer. Here it is on YouTube.
The speaker can find
it's kind of big.
Where it is located in an
they want technology when you upload to it, FLAC 44.1 by 24 bit, which is very high quality.
I mean, if you're going to pay $10 a month.
And they say if you deliver compressed audio, use AAC 320, which is very high quality. So this is very high quality. Oh, boy. This looks good. Direct competitor to both Apple's HomePod and Sonos.
Hi.
That's Matt Vokoun.
As you just saw, there's so much amazing innovation happening in the home space. And at the same time, our phones have evolved, become the most trusted
devices
in our lives.
He's a product director, project management for Create Hardware.
Have you ever wondered
why
the laptop experience has been basically the same for the past 20 years? So while the laptop experience hasn't changed
all that
much,
time for Pixel
how we use technology in our lives definitely has.
Oh.
We live
Let's see why
online.
It's going to start at 1100.
Create and collaborate more
Matt
than
came
ever.
To Google with the Motorola
tons
acquisition.
Of apps every day.
Oh,
now we're
interesting.
It
was VP strategy at Motorola.
Tablet and laptop.
Actually, I take it back. He was at Google and took over as VP strategy
Shouldn't
at Motorola
we be able to
when
do
Google
whatever
acquired
we want
on whatever device is in front of us? We think so. We've worked hard to combine the most helpful parts of
He's
a laptop,
guy, basically.
A tablet, and a smartphone to fit how we use technology today. Meet Google Pixelbook.
Yeah, baby.
The high-performance Chromebook.
Much as we heard, that shadow fooled me in all the
yes, it did.
Pictures. I thought there was some sort of lip there.
Look, it's two-toned, like
Very
the Pixel.
Thin. Pixelbook looks like the Pixel.
Reimagines the laptop experience by marrying the best of premium performance hardware.
Uh-oh.
The speed, that means over $1,000. Simplicity, and security of Chrome OS. The smarts of the Google Assistant.
And it's still
and all your favorite
can't
apps.
Batch process raw files.
Pixelbook is a perfect example of how we
oh, come
combine
on.
The best
Who uses raw anymore?
Me.
Me
I get yelled at if I don't.
Me too.
We'll start with
really
a
they demand raw in your production.
Oh,
Pixelbook
yeah.
is the thinnest, lightest laptop we've ever made.
10 millimeters
just
thin.
Just around 10 millimeters thin.
About 2.2 pounds.
Light.
You know that is the reason I carry my Chromebook so everywhere. Light, it weighs nothing, and I can just toss it into a tote bag.
Sure I haven't forgotten.
It's a little heavier than Samsung's.
Pixelbook easily adapts with a 4-in-1 design, so it's built for the many ways you want to use it.
You know, foldable.
When you're at your most productive, it's an incredible laptop.
Okay.
Fold the keyboard underneath.
Okay.
And easily watch videos or play your favorite games. Use Pixelbook as a tablet to catch up on the latest news. Or read a
okay,
book.
That's three. Where's the
it's
fourth?
The first convertible laptop
tent?
That actually feels natural.
I think the fourth is a stylus.
I see.
Prop it up into tent mode
yep.
to share your screen or follow along with a recipe in the kitchen.
Sleep
Use
underneath
it however
it
you
shelter.
Want because Pixelbook adapts to fit the office.
This is very much like Samsung's $500
or
$600
or
Chromebook
even a long flight.
Pro or Plus.
Pixel phone fans will appreciate our signature glass inlay on the lid.
Yeah, it looks just
giving
like
it
phone,
not only
it?
A refined look. But improved wireless performance.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Oh, LTE.
3-inch touch.
Something missing from the Pixel.
Or the resolution.
Chromebook Pixel.
With vibrant colors.
In the last generation.
Blacks, and enough brightness.
Quad
to use
HD
outside,
LCD display.
235 pixels per inch, 12.3 inches.
Keyboard that's comfortable to use with soft touch keys.
What about the trackpad?
And a backlit design that helps you work from anywhere. And Pixelbook's trackpad uses touch processing algorithms that improve accuracy and palm
Has that
protection.
Been a problem?
With Intel Core
on this $500
i5
thingy
and i7
is
yeah.
atrocious.
Yeah. Pixelbook packs
You're using
a
the Asus.
The
it
Chromebook.
Offers plenty of yeah. RAM to handle Flip. Your multitasking needs.
Intel Core i5 i7 processor.
16 gigs of RAM. That's
Dang.
Great. And i7 available.
16 gigs of RAM. Maybe I can batch process raw thing, raw files on this.
And
USB-C
in
charge.
15 minutes gives you 2 hours of battery life.
I will say the battery life on the Chromebook is phenomenal.
You can even use your
phenomenal.
Pixelbook charger with your Pixel phone, giving you one less thing to
I've
carry
gone a whole
around.
Day without plugging mine in.
And in moments when you don't have access to Wi-Fi,
yeah,
Pixelbook is smart enough to automatically connect through your Pixel phone.
Oh
that's I like that.
Oh. So it automatically tethers if you have a Pixel phone.
I hope that comes to my regular little Pixel.
Yeah, that's a smart way to do
so
it.
So much simpler than setting up a hotspot on my phone and then manually connecting to it on my laptop.
Apple does that as well.
Now, let's take a further look at the software experience inside Pixelbook. This laptop
is I was
going to
say
fast.
Those laptops are more expensive.
It starts
but...
up in seconds.
I don't think so. I think this
yeah,
is going to be Apple
exactly.
priced.
It won't slow down over its lifetime. Chrome OS provides a more secure computing experience. With multiple layers of security and automatic updates. No need to worry about manual downloads or annoying security patches to keep your machine safe. And your most important files are available on your local drive and securely backed up with Google Drive. So you can access them from anywhere, online.
How much Google
or
Drive
offline.
Do we get?
We're also excited.
I'm grandfathered in into a lot of space from all the phones I've activated over the
Google
years.
Google Assistant built in. Making it radically helpful.
Google Assistant built in. Will I have an
Just
assistant
Just like you
key?
Can with your other devices, you can check the weather before heading out for the day, control your smart home, set reminders, check if my Packers won. Your assistant
okay.
is there
is
for you no matter what you're doing.
I had that feeling.
And we've made it easy to interact with the assistant in all the ways you use Pixelbook. When it's in tent or entertainment mode and the keyboard is tucked away, simply say, Okay, Google, play Future Me. And that exact music video I had in mind starts playing on YouTube. Other times, though, it's not the right moment or place to talk to your computer.
No.
Like if you're sitting at a coffee shop
or out in the audience right now. So Pixelbook has a key that puts the power of the assistant right at your fingertips, letting you type your request. And when you're using your Pixelbook as a tablet,
you don't have anything like that on your Asus. No, I don't.
No.
It was rumored that some of these Chromebooks would have an assistant key, but I haven't seen one yet.
Pixelbook
Pen. And it has a pen.
A smart, responsive companion for your Pixelbook.
But it's not as it is with Samsung slotted into it. It's separate.
And circle an image or text on the screen, and the assistant will take action.
Makes sense. Not everybody.
When you're browsing through a blog and discover
it connects
a new musician,
to the assistant.
You can circle their photo.
That was cool. All right.
So he circled a picture of the guy, and it popped up the assistant with the information.
Channel, get a list of their songs and more. Or if you're doing homework, the assistant can help with your research. Like if you get stuck on a really unfamiliar concept,
it's a hormone.
Just circle the word. And the assistant will give you everything
you need.
Thank
you, assistant.
To know.
You're so smart.
The pen is also handy for moments when it feels more natural to write, draw, or
now
take
this
notes.
Sounds like it'll
like
be
when
an
you're
additional
using your Pixelbook as a tablet.
Cost, an accessory.
Yeah.
The experience using a pen should be like writing on
looks
paper.
Like it has pressure sensitivity.
To bring that experience to life, we partnered with the engineers at Wacom.
Good.
And together we built the fastest, most responsive stylus experience.
You said
ever.
Wacom.
I say Wacom.
10 milliseconds of latency.
But who knows?
60 degrees of angular awareness.
Only Wacom knows.
And 2,000 levels of pressure sensitivity.
2,000?
I think that's more than the S
Pen.
Uses
machine
that's
learning for handwriting.
I have to Google that.
I don't know if I can handle 2,000 levels.
It demonstrates how performance hardware, combined with our expertise in machine learning, delivers a user experience that just works better. And shouldn't the apps you know and love on your phone
smart to do
also
the Wacom
be available on your laptop? With Pixelbook, they are.
It's about on par with the S Pen, actually.
Pixelbook fully supports Google
Play. It's going to have Android
Play
Store, of course.
So popular smartphone apps are now available on a laptop. In fact, it's
been a mixed
never
bag
been easier to put the final
experience
touches
in beta
on your favorite photos in Adobe Lightroom and then post them straight to Instagram.
What a great
to
way to get Lightroom on a platform, huh?
You can listen to music from Spotify or download Netflix shows and movies for viewing on the go.
Lightroom is
Pixelbook
so-so
is also
on the
it's getting better and better.
Creativity apps like Evernote, AutoCAD,
it's free.
And
it's
more.
True.
And you do have Snapseed.
Snapchat
which
is already
fantastic.
One of the most popular apps among editor early users. And we're thrilled to announce that the Snap team is working with us to bring an amazing Snapchat experience to the larger screen on Pixelbook.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In addition to these
that's
amazing
been one of the
Pixelbook
limitations of Android apps on there is they have the Android
phone shape.
There
are many
more
shape developers building for the larger screen.
Then they crash if you try to maximize
now,
them.
Let's take a look at how Pixelbook will fit into your life.
Okay, Google, play Discover Weekly on Spotify. Okay.
I do not want to add up the cost of this event to me, but I have a feeling I'll be spending quite a bit of money in December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you replace your Asus with this? You might want to. I've been holding
no,
off.
I need to get a real computer.
I almost got, well,
I don't have a real, I mean, I have a Windows, but I need to get a real computer. I think I'm going to
that's part of what Google's trying to push here is this is a real computer.
Yeah, exactly. I just caught myself after saying
it's
that.
It's not quite, though.
I don't think of it as a real computer.
Well, you need to process RAW files, for instance. Camera
I need
RAW
to be able to move really fast. And my experience with Chrome OS is I haven't been able to move really
put
as
an
fast
i7,
as I want
16
to.
Gigs of RAM, it might be.
It might be able to handle all that stuff I throw at it. Because I'm on a mobile processor on this little thing.
Well, make, go Discover, go ask. This is going to be, what's interesting is they're trying to sell this as a consumer product, but if they price this as I think they're going to, well over $1,000, it's going to be a hard sell.
Mm-hmm.
When all the other Chromebooks are more like
and everybody
less
knows an Apple MacBook is going to last you a long time.
Helpful laptop that combines the best of Google's
last
AI,
years
software, and hardware. We think you'll love the beautiful, versatile design, high-performance hardware and software, new ways to access the assistant, and all your favorite apps. It's available in three configurations, so you can choose the performance, memory, and storage that's
they're
right
going
for
all
you
the way up to 512 gigs of storage,
Pixelbook
which is surprising.
Starts at $9.99.
Okay, so starting at 1,000.
And the pen is another 100.
Okay.
You can pre-order today.
And the Pixelbook Pen is $99. Both products will be available in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K.
That's twice what the Chromebook Plus
on the
costs
Google Store
and at over 1,000 retail locations, including Best Buy.
Yeah, they're trying to go after
pre-orders
consumers.
Pre-orders start today.
Feels too expensive.
They'll be in stores beginning October 31st.
End of the month.
You can get a Windows 10 machine for half the price.
Yeah, work, you can get a Chromebook for half the price.
And create.
If that's what you really want.
Next, Mario's going to come out and talk about our Pixel phones.
He didn't talk about the other SKUs.
No.
Because they're going to get very expensive.
Yeah.
The i7, 5,
you don't
want to
advertise that right
gigs
now.
Of RAM. Yeah. All right, now we get ready for the phones.
You change a period to a question mark.
Cars need drivers. It's hard to be famous. Smartphones can't get any smarter. Phones can't get any newer. They can't understand you. They can't see at night. Can I? Why? Funny, you should ask. This is Pixel time. What is that device? Oh, powered by Roli on Google Pixel.
At Google, we believe in questioning the status quo. Asking more from the world around us is in our nature. After all, Google was built on a single question. What if all the information in the world was available to everyone, everywhere? A big question for us is, what if smartphones got smarter
Mario
and simpler?
Carrez.
We set out to design a phone
Somebody
ourselves.
Somebody brought up the imagery of the woman taking a bite out of an apple.
Oh, that's right. There was an apple.
The first Pixel phone delivered a clean and fast
UI. Product management at Google.
Put the Google Assistant in your pocket and brought you the best camera ever in a smartphone. And we didn't stop asking big questions or working to solve big challenges for users.
His first
Today,
job 6 years ago to announce
to
the Nexus One.
The Google Pixel
oh, wow.
2.
That was only
Designed
6 years ago. It feels
with
so
the
much
best
longer.
Of Google yeah. built in.
There is the Pixel 2, two sizes. They do have the, it's very much, it's
kind
exactly what the renders
We've created
promised.
The new Pixel
the
in two sizes,
leaks.
A 5-inch and the 6-inch XL, with thoughtful design elements and improvements to
thoughtful
the UI
design elements?
Throughout.
Tell me, what is the thought behind that orange
more
button?
More Google Assistant capabilities.
Well, there's an orange
We've
button.
We've added new smart experiences
must be
to the
assistant.
Camera.
I want to know what it is.
Not the Bixby the button, that's for sure.
I was just going
to
say.
We're introducing some innovative new products to complement your Pixel experience.
Oh.
We do all this by bringing together the best of hardware, software, and AI. Let's begin with the design. We've evolved the Pixel's iconic look to be even bolder.
The rumors were that the last year's Pixel was a rush job and not what Google wanted it to be. This is presumably what Google wants it to be.
The soft sculpted back with a distinct sideband feels comfortable and secure in your hand.
I like
the soft materials.
The
refined visor is made
materials.
Of sturdy, gently curved colored glass and transitions seamlessly into the metal body. We've
so the
placed
fingerprint reader is
sensor
below the glass
where
now.
Your finger naturally falls. It's extremely accurate,
it's the right place
secure,
for it, for sure.
Is it?
And it unlocks faster than any other
so.
Smartphone. We also added a small pop of color on the power button for a bit of playfulness.
Ah, it's playful.
Over on the front,
that's all.
Pixel 2's front-facing stereo
it's
speakers
coral.
Are precision-tuned
yep, front-facing
to
speakers
the perfect balance
and-
of volume,
of course, that's what HTC
clarity,
did so well with
mm-hmm.
its frequency response.
Boom sound used to be called.
So you can comfortably watch videos in landscape mode without muffling the audio with your hand.
I do like that, but I'd also don't see a headphone jack.
What? Use your existing analog headphones with the included adapter.
Adapter. It's a dongle. Just call it a dongle.
Resolution audio all the way to your ears. Or avoid cables altogether with your upgraded Bluetooth 5.0 support. And hi-fi codecs.
Support. Hi-fi codecs.
The smaller 5-inch Pixel 2 features a full HD OLED display.
Ooh.
And it's as smart as it is beautiful. The display intelligently selects which specific
So I believe
pixel
the smaller
on,
one is made by HTC and the larger one's made by LG.
For a 100,000 to 1 contrast ratio.
See if he talks about the squeeze.
That's twice the resolution and more than 10 times the contrast ratio of phones in its category with LCD displays. Pixel 2 comes in three colors, kind of blue, just black, and clearly
kinda
white.
Blue.
These are all the leaks were accurate.
We
in
love
this
picking the color names. So let's talk about the display on the XL. The 6-inch Pixel 2 XL
kinda
was
blue
designed
has a green
with innovative
on off
POLED display technology. We elegantly curved the glass to bring the display to the edges.
It's
for
curving.
Full screen immersive viewing experience.
This is a Samsung
the
touch.
The screen supports 18 by 9 QHD+ resolution, with over 4.1 million pixels, which equals 538 pixels per inch.
And the Note 8. This is the new. I imagine the iPhone X is very close to that.
To take advantage of the wide color gamut
for vivid and realistic colors. 2:1 aspect ratio.
We've integrated a circular polarizer, which lets you enjoy the screen even while wearing sunglasses. And we've optimized the displays on both phones for virtual reality.
I wonder who sources
these
for.
They're both daydream ready.
These displays.
The Pixel 2 XL comes in two colors.
I would imagine it's LG for this.
And the stylishly simple black and white. Feel free to choose whichever size Pixel you prefer.
Thank you.
Because you'll get the same great experience on both. We don't set aside better features for the larger device.
That's an interesting point. By the way, single camera lens. Yeah, that's the salespeople in the front row, the Verizon folks.
Both devices are IP67 water and dust resistant and have an all-day battery that charges super fast. You get up to 7 hours of charge in just 15 minutes. Now,
I used to have an all-day battery, and then I upgraded to Android 8.0.
The new Pixel 2 UI and some cool and useful features.
So, no surprises here. All the leaks were accurate. Here comes Sabrina Ellis.
Thanks, Mario.
I like these new faces. I appreciate it.
To make the smartphone experience easier.
Senior Director of Product Management at Google.
And you'll see improvements throughout
Stanford University
UI.
School of Business graduate.
That helpfulness starts before you've even unlocked the phone. Let me show you the Pixel 2's new Always on display.
Yahoo, former
she
Yahoo.
She was a VP at Yahoo Messenger.
Wow.
Time, date,
and a former senior. She probably wants to bury this from her resume.
Oh, no.
Senior Director of Product Management at Yahoo Mail.
Thriving.
Still cool.
And there's more than just notifications on your Always on display. Have you ever heard a song you love?
There you go. Now they're going to tell us about the song thing.
What's the song thing? It'll show
Do you want
what,
a spoiler alert?
You can just glance down to see the song name and artist on your phone.
So this is the always on display.
What makes this feature so special?
Which everybody does.
If the music is identified without your Pixel 2.
But now it'll tell you what music you're listening to.
Oh, this is always listening.
Yeah.
On-device machine learning detects when music is playing. And
I think this is going to end up being controversial. Because it has to always be listening.
Oh, yeah, it does. But there was controversy when we had to say OKG.
Yeah, but that's a trigger that then it goes out to the server.
True.
What's triggering it?
Melody?
And I'm taken to the Google Assistant. I can add the song to my library in my favorite music service, like Google Play Music or Spotify, search the web for the song, or even watch the video on YouTube. This feature has brought me some delightful moments over the past few months.
This is going to raise some
questions. And I'm finally learning
questions.
Who sings my favorite songs. Okay.
And I don't...
So let's go to a live
demo. Is this something millennials want? Because I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't mind launching... assistant and saying, what is this?
Here we are on the new Pixel 2.
I think it's a bridge to something greater.
I think it's a bridge to
you
Google listening
here,
all the
time. I selected one of our live wallpapers. This is from our new collection called
Pixel
the
Ultra
Universe.
Meeting.
And if you look closely.
Why are they doing this?
What's the Pixel Ultra?
Like the waves crashing.
What's that? Screen.
Why are they doing this?
At the top of the screen, there's a space called
Secret
Atta
Conference
Glance,
Room.
Where you can easily
X.
See
everyone's asking now on Twitter.
We're starting with calendar events today.
It's a hoax.
Flight status.
Wow, it's doing. This is.
In this case,
this is rude.
I've got a mysterious meeting coming up. Not sure what that's about.
This is an ongoing joke.
By the way, worth noting, the search bar is now on the bottom. By the way,
we found that it's easier to read.
Turn that off right away. I don't use the Pixel.
I know we had that discussion.
As you swipe across your
why waste all that space?
And widgets. A quick tap into the search box can help me find anything that I need.
I'm jealous whoever can
typing,
just have five
I can see web search
icons
results at the
on
top,
the front page
but also
of their phone.
Contacts and apps from my phone.
I love secret. Is it Secret Conference Room X
here,
or Secret Conference Room 10?
Drop it right on the home screen.
I think it's X for Google.
We've also made it faster and easier to get to the Google Assistant on Pixel 2.
Oh?
With a new feature called Active Edge.
Oh,
just
here we go.
This is the squeeze.
Squeeze where your hand naturally holds the phone. And
now, is this on the XL as well or just the HTC model?
Here's a quick demo.
I just hate this idea. Have you used this on the
Kind of. It's kind of cool for like launching the camera.
Take a selfie. One hand, no buttons. Help me out, front row.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's good. That's the quickest way to selfie.
Nice.
That was really quick. That was quicker than a double tap of a power button, actually.
Yeah.
But squeezing the phone felt the most natural, satisfying, and efficient.
I squeeze my phone every morning.
After a lot of work in machine learning, we're able to accurately identify an intentional squeeze. We're really proud of how it turned out.
An intentional squeeze.
It was an accidental squeeze, Florence. I swear to God.
Just a quick squeeze away, making lots of common tasks on your phone fast and easy. From calling and texting your friends, to controlling your smart home, to enjoying your favorite
both?
Music and videos. And having the same assistant at home.
I mean, it's an HTC thing.
Yeah.
The experience is connected.
So that's why I'm thinking
devices.
It's only. But she did it with the larger one.
Did she?
So.
My phone.
Or maybe
okay,
she
Google,
didn't.
Broadcast.
Shoot.
It's hard to tell.
Hey, I'm almost home with the pizza, so get ready for dinner. And my voice
what?
Message is shared with my family through the Google Home in our kitchen.
How annoying is that?
The routines Rishi mentioned
that's
going to
be used a lot in my household.
Well. And we've also customized routines specifically for when you're on the go. The one I use most is when I'm on my commute. I jump in my car, drop my phone in the cup holder, and say, okay, Google, let's go home.
Sure, let's go. Your commute home is currently 27 minutes with heavy traffic if you take US 101 South. You have one unread text message. It's from Mom. It says, we'll bring dessert to dinner tonight. Here's where you left off in fresh air.
Wow.
Have a safe drive.
Oh, I love that. That's what I need. I take like 10 minutes before I can drive off in my car.
Gotta set everything up. Yep.
One quick command. I love how it resumes my podcast right from
I
right
like that
right
too.
Through.
Yeah.
My assistant.
But we got to see how it is volume. In person, because that's when you really know if it's going
to
work.
Automatically sends a message to my husband, letting him know I'm on my
this
way.
This is something Apple added in iOS 11. This is a really important feature, and I'm glad
you
to see both companies adopting this.
Based on your
do not disturb mode while you're driving.
So with a quick squeeze, useful routines on the go, and an assistant that keeps getting smarter, Pixel continues to be the most helpful phone around.
This is where
Pixel
Apple really is
pure
being
Android
lapped
Oreo.
By Google with the
features
assistant.
Like notification dots,
Siri
picture
just
picture,
doesn't get
and
smarter.
Many more.
Sorry.
If you already have
I use
a Pixel,
picture in picture, by the way,
the Android
so
Oreo
I can
update.
Know how much traffic is on the way where I'm going.
She's
As a Pixel user, you'll always be the first to get OS and security updates.
Good reason to get one.
Without having to do anything. Your phone becomes
they now have
faster,
change logs, by
more
the way,
capable
the,
and more secure.
Big improvement.
Security site.
Now you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Next up, my Aparna is going to share some smart, helpful new ways to use your Pixel 2.
They're really bringing in a lot of different presenters.
I like
people.
It.
I think it's great. They all seem relatable.
A lot of women.
Yep. Normal humans.
Have you ever asked yourself, what kind of
Well, these are the people who
that?
Work on these products. Right. We should know who they are.
I want pillows with that pattern.
I do too.
Our phones can help us in many ways.
No, I don't
but sometimes
want pillows with that pattern.
The questions we have are difficult to describe into a search box. As you heard Sundar talk about, we believe that as computers can understand what you see, it unleashes a whole new kind of assistance. That's why we started working on Google Lens, a way to do more.
Here we go, Google Lens, originally announced
You're
at I.O.
It's funny because Microsoft has a lens as well.
Yes.
Lens.
So let's see it in action.
Guess you can't own Lens.
Say you see this flyer for piano lessons. As a guilty mom, I've done this. As you know, the email addresses on them are always
this
so long.
This is how you still find
music
people
teacher,
to teach your kid how to learn piano.
Now, you can simply tap on the lens icon, grab that right information, and fire off that email.
Oh, I like that.
Does that work? Have you used it? Does it work?
Websites and addresses.
They've promised this for some time.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah, I remember this at Google I.O. I remember. Mm-hmm.
Here's another example. You're at your friend's place at a party. You see this nice print. And you wonder, who's the artist? Now you can just lens it. You can also follow up with, what else did he paint?
Amazon tried this with the Fire Phone, remember?
Yes.
To answer many more questions, like, is this movie worth watching? It totally is.
Yes, Wonder Woman is totally worth watching.
How good is
Haven't
this
seen
book?
It.
I finally saw
Lady
it this
Smith.
Last weekend.
I've been saving
Tell
it.
Tell me all
it's
about
an, it's
this
an amazing
album
ride.
Yeah, music yeah. friend Rishi sent screenshots of. What was the temple from our trip 5 years ago?
No.
Look, across all these examples, there are a lot of things happening under the hood
no
that are all coming together. So I'm going to geek out for a moment and call out a few things.
Let's do it.
The computer vision systems. We've had some major breakthroughs in deep learning, and now they go from pixels in the photo to things
that's
in the scene.
Skynet-y.
I don't
all
care.
That's going on right now.
I don't care. I want it. This is where Google could really speed ahead of everybody.
The power of Google's knowledge graph, with its billions of facts about people, places, things. We put it all together, and now you know. This Buddhist temple in Kyoto was built in the year 1236 AD.
It's a very hard thing for other companies to do.
Now, this has to work in the noisiest of conditions. You know, these photos can be taken at different angles.
Replicating our own thought process in milliseconds.
Out of focus pictures, shaky hands, you get the picture. To be clear, sometimes computers do trip up, especially when things kind of look similar.
But again, they got to deliver. They've promised this. This is what Google Goggles did.
Let's take a moment. Is this a muffin?
A muffin or a dog?
Is this a chihuahua?
I have that problem.
You tell me.
That's awesome.
Pretty funny.
That is hysterical.
It's early days for lens.
Muffin or chihuahua.
I'm sorry about your dog.
Hashtag like muffin or chihuahua.
Our search index contained about 25 million pages. Now, it's in the trillions. When we started working on voice recognition, our algorithms couldn't always catch what you were saying, especially with an accent like mine. Now, we have an accuracy rate of more than 95%. That's as good as humans. We're just getting started with helping you do more with what you see, be it a photo from 5 years ago or something right in front of you. In time, we want to bring Lens everywhere, but super excited to bring a preview of Lens to Pixel users first. So you'll start to see this icon appear in Google Photos and soon Google Assistant.
They promised this.
We just talked about how the phone can help you understand the world, but it can also help you place things into the world. That's right. That's augmented reality. We see it as a powerful way to bring the physical and the digital together.
This is where Google actually has a hardware head start with Tango.
They had a hardware head start, but I felt like Apple was a little more user-friendly.
I think Apple owned the name, but I don't think Apple delivered, surprisingly, with its iPhone.
They're bringing the showroom into your living room.
This is the IKEA AR kit feature that you see on the iPhone.
You can watch one of the most popular esport games.
This is I would say parody from Grab Games. With Apple. Apple's not using special hardware, Tango style hardware, but neither is Google unless they've done something with the Pixel that we don't know about.
No Lego pieces to step on. We at Google are also making some fun things, and our teams have been working hard to create this new experience. We call it AR stickers. It's built right into the camera.
This is going to be their animated emojis.
Stickers, you can
Sony's been doing this on its Xperia phones for years.
Have they?
Yes, they're downloadable AR characters that you can take pictures with.
Our partners are also.
Although these are probably going to be a tiny bit cuter. Here.
And I want to show some of them to you right
now. I mean, come on.
So let's start.
Anthropomorphic
with the Netflix
coffee
original,
cup.
My favorite show.
Stranger Things integration.
Can't wait for season 2. Ready to see it? Okay. Time to set the mood. Lights, please. Okay, here's
Did they get an exclusive or something?
The Pixel camera. We're looking at the AR stickers. We're in the Stranger Things collection.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Okay.
Live demos are always fun.
Let's pick Demigorgon and place him right next to me.
Okay. Oh.
Oh.
Nah, move backwards, Demi. Demi. Step back.
Yikes.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
You need to have a cup of coffee, dude. Notice how the creature's not just sitting around where you put it, right? It's not a dead sticker. It's moving. It's reacting to what's around it. It's alive.
This is their animoji
really paid attention
version.
To the motion, the physics, the lighting. We want to make it feel like it's actually here. Is it? But let's have some fun. This is a great photo or video, by the way. Please. Yeah. But let's have some fun here. Leah, can we drop 11
I mean, in my experience, you take one photo, you post it to the internet, people go, what's that?
Right. Yeah.
And then you never do it again.
Okay, this is getting interesting.
But, wait a minute, look at this.
And notice how they're not just reacting to the environment around them, they're reacting to each other. Right? They know each other's presence. That's a big reaction.
He's floating, I'm sorry, he is not on the ground.
These interactions make some really interesting moments here.
Wow,
that was fun.
Tango hardware would be
Thank
fantastic
you,
in this phone, but it's obvious that it's not.
Now you can be the director of all kinds
it's
of stories
odd.
And share these with your friends.
If Google's not going to do it, who
You'll
is?
You'll have more AR stickers to play with, your favorite characters from SNL, YouTube, the NBA, and just...
Yeah, I can hang out with LeBron in augmented reality.
Star Wars.
See how tall he really is? Skywalker.
Oh, I want to hang out with Luke Skywalker.
Again, the Disney. This has got to drive Apple nuts.
So easy to use.
Then again, how can you avoid Disney, though?
Well, but Apple should have the inside track.
It allows
with Disney.
Robust tracking,
and,
even in low light conditions. It also supports 60 frames per second rendering of AR content. You saw how the camera can help us.
So they're saying the camera's optimized,
Google Lens.
But it's still not.
You saw how the camera can bridge the physical and digital.
Haven't heard anything about megapixels for the camera.
The Pixel camera also takes awesome.
We're not there yet. Maybe
it's time to talk about.
To tell you all about it, we'll have Mario back on stage.
There we go.
This is the photos part. Of course, this is arguably the most important.
Thanks, Aparna. We hear every day from users of the first Pixel phone that the camera is one of their favorite features.
It is.
You can see why in the amazing photos that people post with the Team Pixel hashtag. Last year, Pixel received a DxO score of 89. That was the highest rating that DxO Mark had ever issued to a smartphone.
Samsung both got 94. Oh, I thought they got 100.
We have reimagined smartphone photography.
I believe.
Through great hardware and unparalleled imaging.
Or maybe
software.
I read it's out of 100. Maybe that's right.
Tuned by our engineers and researchers. Today, we're proud to announce that DxO Mark has issued Pixel 2 an unprecedented score of 98.
What?
Okay, you can't get much better than that.
Okay.
That does beat both the iPhone 8 and the
Note
8. Wow,
what nice timing after yesterday's little news bit about that.
Camera. Let's talk about how we achieve that.
It's almost as if they planned it.
It starts with great hardware. The Pixel 2 has a 12-megapixel f1.8 aperture rear camera.
So people are buzzing about possibility of earbuds being announced with Assistant built in. So.
For every photo, we take a burst of shots with short exposure times to avoid blowing out the highlights. We then align and combine.
This is how they handle the lack of two lenses. They say we're going to do it with one.
Contrast. All of this happens.
I was going to say, I feel like the Pixel phone of the phones I've shot with in the last year has had the best dynamic range, so I can do more with it afterward.
Fantastic.
This year, we've increased the dynamic range and improved texture and sharpness. And
it does have a propensity to make the sky very blue, though. You can even see it right here.
To reduce blur from shaky hands.
People want that.
You get amazing shots every time, like this and this.
Point being here, the darks are still visible
Pixel
with the brights.
Also brings you
very high dynamic
range.
Portrait mode.
It a little bit differently.
I'm so excited.
We're applying Google's unmatched computational photography and
better.
Machine learning.
I could do
anything. Portrait mode lets you take professional looking
shots. You have to do this now.
Can you do portrait? Yes, we can.
To make the foreground
pop. You have to.
Like what you might capture with an SLR camera. Other smartphones do this by combining the images from two cameras.
Yes.
Pixel 2 does portrait mode with just one camera and machine learning. What's unique about Pixel 2
it's all computational,
is that it can
ultimately.
Generate
it doesn't
a true
really,
depth
hardware
map
gets less and less.
Yeah.
So you get beautiful portrait shots.
I have to say, Apple's portrait stuff,
camera.
Especially the new stuff, is terrible.
The way this works is that the Pixel 2 camera.
I liked it. I like the novelty of it.
All right, let me take a picture of you and you'll see.
Each pixel
I played
you
with
like
it a little bit.
You like
me.
It until somebody uses it on you.
The difference in perspective from those pixels. Combined with machine learning models trained on almost a million photos, means that this works on really hard cases, like a busy, colorful background. And yes, this does work with objects too. And there's more. Portrait mode doesn't just work on the main camera. Because of the quality of Google's computational photography with a single camera,
it doesn't look good from the
you
side.
Can also take portrait selfies through the front camera on both the Pixel 2 and the Pixel 2 XL.
Now, the V30 is supposed to have a very good camera, too. I've seen
it.
That.
Does.
The Pixel 2 takes amazing
videos. Well, I mean, I have a pre-production unit right now, so.
Image stabilization simultaneously with video stabilization.
Oh, do we have OIS now?
And EIS.
Other smartphones do optical or digital. We do, but don't do both at the same time. During video recording on a Pixel 2, the OIS hardware actively corrects shake artifacts, while at the same time, the software-based video stabilization uses intelligent frame look-ahead to stabilize the overall video. We call this fused video stabilization, and it's another example of Google's hardware plus software plus AI working together.
At this point,
the result is less motion
all
blur.
The flagship
even
phones
in low
have
light,
extremely good cameras.
Your videos look smooth and professional.
The differences
the
are minor.
The Pixel 2 camera also supports a feature called motion photos.
You got to have at least parity.
The photos you
and
take
it looks like
with
Google's
your,
done that
for
plus.
The photos you take, your Pixel captures up to 3 seconds of video
behind
the scenes.
This is the live
removing uninteresting motion and applying our unique Fuse video stabilization technology to the result.
That's interesting.
But of course, the proof is in the photos and videos. So we invited some photographers and producers to test drive the new camera, and they were stunned by what they can do with the Pixel 2.
Since you can't call them live photos.
Amy McGurr, better known as 13
What color should I get?
On Instagram.
And I'm really partial to the kind of blue.
Just the Pixel 2.
Kind of blue is definitely different.
You're about to see uses
we can pre-order now.
Fancy rigs.
I'm supposed to do it before. Kind of blue only comes in 64 gigs, it looks like.
Pixel 2 phones without any image enhancements.
Well, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I misunderstood how it works. And there's a
ghost living in my head. All right, I might have to join you on this train.
I'm going to go with the clearly white.
Clearly.
Trade in up to $4 to $10 when you trade in your old phone, which I will do.
I'm tossing off my Pixel to my husband. He's on a Nexus 6P right now.
Wait a minute. 5-inch Pixel 2. Oh, looks like there is limitations.
$200 extra for the Pixel 2 XL.
If you want the larger, you don't have the choices in colors, it looks like. Just have black and white.
And if you want an unlocked phone, it looks like you can't choose the blue one. You can only choose between white and black.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate.
So there are some limitations. $950 for the top line XL.
$130 now for the preferred care, which includes extra protection for your device.
Do you get that? Do you buy that?
I don't, but that's because I try to just buy the OtterBox, which is $60.
Yeah. Delivery November 14th, 15th.
All right. I'm going to join you, Leo.
I got the black and white.
Again, I'm going to get the smaller one.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm going to go small this time.
I wanted the orange knob.
Enhancements or color correction.
Coral.
Now, yeah. The Pixel
coral.
This camera is simple.
I want to call it coral.
That's orange, baby.
Look just as good. So, the Pixel 2's photo experience doesn't end when you take a photo or shoot a video. We want users to be able to easily find them and store them securely without having to worry about running out of storage.
That's after not too
all,
bad.
Simple storage and search is part of what makes us Google. So we're happy to announce that Pixel 2 users
Isn't
will continue
funny how
to
our
get
expectations
free
have
unlimited
changed.
Storage
yeah. You're like,
for all the photos
not too bad.
They capture in the highest resolution, including 4K videos and motion photos.
Okay, yeah, October 18th.
Oh, I got mine sooner than you.
Aww.
This is a big deal. Pixel users take twice as many photos
I waited too long.
iPhone users.
Yeah, man, you got to push that button.
An average of 23 gigabytes of photos and videos per year.
I'm
going to
wait on the
cloud.
Smart home stuff, though.
If you had to use iCloud,
because I think I have my eye on that big speaker, but I don't know yet.
With Pixel, you can safely and effortlessly store all of your memories for free. With your permission, Google Photos automatically tags and categorizes those thousands of photos and videos you'll take with your Pixel 2. You can search for photos of your friends, of a specific location, of dogs.
I love photos so much. As soon as I got back from New York City a couple weeks ago, it gave me
amazing,
all the photos I needed to share with my friend.
Yeah. Our problem and not yours.
A newer email address.
We're delighted by what we've
she can view them because she has a Gmail address.
So unlike the rumors, these are Qualcomm 835 processors,
mm-hmm.
not this rumored 836.
The smart and
just fine. That's this year. Oh, it's water resistant now. Super fast charging.
Some things you might not. 12.2 megapixel camera, f/1.8, 1.4 micron pixel sizes.
Oof, I'm going to love taking pictures with this.
Quad HD on the 6-inch, 2880 by 1440, that's a 18 by 9
easy, quick access
aspect ratio.
Which understands you and gets smarter and more helpful.
Pixel 2 will be 5 inches,
fun and useful ways
1920 by 1080.
Like Google Lens and AR. And the best photography for many phones.
And as rumored, no headphone jack, just a dongle.
I don't know how I'm going to do with that. This will be interesting.
I don't like it, but I think we got to live with it.
Most new Pixel users will be able to transfer their stuff from their old phone in less than 10 minutes.
Looks like they're going to offer a USB to go, a dongle. It will let you.
Those things are fantastic, by the way. Samsung's phones come with that, or they come with a little adapter.
Pixel 2. With
oh, when you buy a Pixel 2, you get a Google Home Mini
for
free. You get a promo code.
Yep, they'll email it to you soon.
Has a 6-inch full-screen POLED display and starts at $849. Both phones will be available in 6 countries.
Is that what they're saying when they say
Australia,
POLED?
Plastic.
Plastic.
Germany, India, the UK,
we don't do
and the
Pentile
US.
Anymore.
In the US, We're teaming up with Verizon to bring you Pixel 2, and you can also buy it on the Google Store and through Project Fi.
So it looks like the kind of blue
one. I probably should have bought it for Fi.
Uh-oh.
Did I blow it?
Maybe.
As a Fi
well,
subscriber,
if you cancel it, it's going to change your due date or your shipping date.
I don't want to mess with that.
Later this year. And we have a new family of cases that make your Pixel.
Yes, new family of cases. Tell
Pixel
me more.
Owners can customize a live case.
You know, I have the Essential phone, and that's one problem. Nobody makes a case for
one of your.
Oh, that is an issue.
They only sold 5,000.
We're also launching a range of soft pretty, but fabric cases in four colors, and more than 250 Pixel 2 accessories from 25 popular brands will be made available through our Made for Google program. Finally, to make sure you're getting the most out of your new phone and the Google Assistant, we're including a Google Home Mini with each purchase of a Pixel 2 and Pixel 2 XL.
Did you hear the gasps?
For a limited time in Australia,
it's
Canada,
$50, guys. Germany, come on. It's not that much of an expenditure.
No, but it's good. It's nice. Save me a little money.
Yeah.
So that's the new Pixel.
I did get
the helpful smartphone.
You've overdone your bandwidth message yesterday on my Google Pixel.
So did Michael Fisher when he came to the studio.
A lot of people did. And then it said, sorry, this morning. That was a mistake.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Take it back. So I guess I'm getting the orange button. I didn't really consider that in my product purchase decisions. But
I don't get the blue one. I'm going to have to go with a plain white phone.
Because you want the larger memory? Or
no, because I want it unlocked. Because I want to be able to take it overseas and not worry with Verizon. Yeah.
It's Verizon otherwise? It's blue is only Verizon?
It seems to be. It didn't pop up for me when I chose unlocked. When I chose unlocked.
So there you have it. Exactly what we expected Google to announce in an hour and a half. New phones.
So I heard there's
new
a
home,
couple more things coming out.
New Pixel book.
Yes, so far. We still have a...
You think there's one more thing today?
We still have a Daydream headset.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm holding out for some buds. Or the Pixel... Yeah, it's been over 5 minutes since the Pixel Ultra and yet nothing. I feel cheated and baited. Shiny new things is always fun. Especially in this world right now. I can't wait to squeeze my phone.
So both of them are squeezable. They didn't make the distinction.
Yeah, well, they said we're not going to give you features. It's special to one size.
It's really interesting to see Google choose a single lens and say, we don't need two lenses. We're going to do it all with computational photography. We're going to take many images constantly. Mm-hmm. And we'll be... Oh, maybe this is the one more
Hello,
thing.
Justin
Here comes
Payne.
Justin Payne.
All right. So, as
Max's
you've seen,
brother.
We've spent the past year reimagining a simpler, more helpful smartphone experience.
He says in his Twitter today, I get to announce the product I've been working on for quite a while.
Let's start with the newly updated Google Daydream.
There we go.
Our virtual reality headset. We kept everything from last year that people loved, and we made it even better. To start, we have a new lineup of colors that complement this year's Made by Google family. We also upgraded the lenses and the fabrics, so the headset has our widest field of view yet and is super light and comfortable. Of course, what matters most in a VR headset is where it can take you. Last year, we launched 25 apps and games, and now we have more than 250 high-quality VR titles.
You know, I have
VR
one that's been sitting on my desk for a long time.
We've also seen that people love going places with VR videos.
Just never put it on.
I just put mine in storage.
Yeah.
I have an Oculus Rift now.
Even then, I have one of those, too. I don't.
We haven't really used it. I haven't been in the mood for VR, quite frankly. Maybe I should be.
I think it's kind of a bust.
You can experience new IMAX movies available for free to Pixel 2 owners.
That's not my idea of IMAX.
So you get to hang out with tigers.
I'm still waiting to, I know people who use it on the plane, but I'm still waiting to see people I don't know just kind of in it.
That's too weird. Remember, while it is, you know, filling your vision, it's still low quality. Because it's so close to your eyes, it's a very low quality image, in my opinion. You see the pixels.
As amazing as they look. And now, you can even cast the experience.
The price of the current one is $80. The rumor is they'll bump it by
20. Can see what you're seeing. The new Google Daydream View is the best mobile VR headset on the market.
$20 more for pink.
It will be available for $99.
I want to know if they fix the tracking.
Today we're
in that
also
remote.
Announcing a smart new audio accessory.
Here we go.
Pixel 2. Our first pair of premium wireless headphones.
Darn it. Okay, do I have to go back to the Google store? Hold on.
Pixel Buds.
Google Pixel Buds.
Oh, they go around your neck.
Yeah.
Our team designed Pixel Buds for great
sound. I just ordered
sound.
My second pair of AirPods from Apple. They just work. They're great. They work with
so
Android.
It's jazz,
fine.
I have a nice little Bose
symphony,
set that I wear.
Yeah.
For,
I like the wire around
out.
Your neck, but I guess
with
it
Pixel
helps
Buds,
from losing.
Controlling
from
your music
them.
Is super simple.
Oh, they look
all
strange.
Of the
they look like gauges.
Are built into the right
they
earbud.
They do.
You simply tap to start and stop your music or swipe forwards and backwards to change the volume.
All right. Back to the store.
Now, what's amazing is when you pair like, your Pixel Buds with your Pixel 2, you get instant access to the Google Assistant.
Uh-huh.
We
this
optimize
is, this
the
is, of course, what Apple does with the
easy.
AirPods.
Just touch and hold the earbud.
Whoa,
and
whoa,
ask
whoa.
Your
here's a little product
the
in here.
The store now has everything.
Or give
yeah.
walking directions.
And the clips, which we'd
all
heard about.
Keeping your
we'll
phone
see this.
In
There'll
pocket.
Be another product to announce.
It can also
a little
alert
camera.
Oh, my credit card.
And read your messages.
Yeah, this is a big. This
Pixel Buds
I can't.
$160. I think I'm going
to
wait, guys. Sorry.
They're a little more expensive than the AirPods.
Not that crazy.
It's an incredible application of Google Translate. Powered by machine learning.
Translate. This
it's
is
like
the Babel fish.
Personal translator by your side. To show you how easy.
This is how marriages are going to be made.
I'd like to invite
blue.
Isabel back on stage.
I'm going
to
get
for
white.
A conversation
they
in
look
her
more like
native
gauges.
Language, Swedish. So, Isabel is going to speak Swedish into her Pixel Buds, and I'll hear the English translation.
Oh, Isabel's Swedish.
Pixel 2's front speakers. And then I'll respond
okay,
in English,
this.
And she'll hear the Swedish translation in her Pixel Buds. To illustrate this today, you'll hear both sides of the conversation.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Isabel. How's it going?
Hey, Isabel. Hur är läget?
Well, that was
yes,
fast.
Okay, tack.
Absolutely okay. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, this is amazing.
What do you think of these cool new headphones?
Vad tycker du om de här coola nya hörlurarna?
Mitt team designade dem, så jag tycker de är ganska coola.
OMG.
Wow.
It's the Babelfish. It's Douglas Adams Babelfish.
So, while
do you
want to
try
here,
these with Romanian?
What color should
yes.
I get?
Do you speak Romanian?
Yes.
Vilken färg ska jag välja?
Jag tror ganska blå skulle passa dig.
I think I'm not blue with you.
Right. I want to try with an uncommon language.
Jag tror jag drar nu. Publiken vill nog se några fler nya grejer.
I wish I could hear what the assistant yeah. was saying because I want to know the complexity yeah. of the sentence she was saying in Swedish.
Thank you, Isabel.
That's so
with
cool,
Pixel
though.
Buds, I can use real-time
I'm
going to
presume that's
Google
not
Translate,
fake, that that's genuine
have a natural
demo.
Conversation
that is
in 40 languages.
Because languages.
Croatian,
you connect with the world
Finnish,
you
Finnish
in
these
a more
are hard languages.
Way.
By of course, German,
how
French,
should work.
Greek, Hungarian,
Icelandic.
Icelandic is really hard.
And
Japanese.
You
I'm going to Japan in the spring.
Oh.
I'm gonna. This
you
could be amazing.
You can. You
could
totally
be amazing.
Try them out.
Case that provide up to 5 hours of listening time with just one charge.
I ordered it. It says November 27th or 28th.
All right.
So you
get will you have it in time for Japan?
Yes.
Of time
awesome.
When you're on the go. Pixel Buds are available in
Pixel Buds.
White, kind of blue.
Buds.
Such a funny
and
little
just
name.
Black.
Pixel Buds
to beautifully complement your Pixel 2. And they'll be available in November for $159, and pre-orders begin.
Wait list on the Google Home Max. There is not a.
I'm just
going
to wait a while.
We have one more product to show you.
Yes.
Oh, this is the clips, right?
It's about photography.
Okay.
Now, we all love photos.
Wow. $1,750 if you want to get an i7 16 gig 512
a lot of our photos
gig
let us
storage.
$1,750.
$1,750.
Is that the cost of a
some of our
MacBook
favorites
Pro?
Are the candid ones, like this. They capture the essence of a moment. But the problem is, to get those photos, someone needs to be the photographer on duty, waiting to press the shutter button at just the right moment. And we were thinking, how do you capture those fleeting, spontaneous moments while letting yourself be part of the moment?
Man, my credit card's
so we've been
growing.
Working on that. And I'm really excited to share an entirely new type of camera that works with your Pixel. We call it
November
Google
3rd
Clips.
Through 6th delivery on the Chromebook Pixel. So here's the clips.
And this first edition is specifically designed with parents and pet owners in mind.
Oh,
so you'll thank God I have neither.
Oh my gosh, I want to put this on my cat.
First steps and first
I don't think
she runs away.
Your...
She runs away a lot.
You put it on your cat?
I want to know where she's going.
No, you don't put it on your camera.
A high performance lens, a powerful image sensor. It has a shutter button. But that's not what this camera is all about.
What is it about?
We reimagine this camera
this is
from
also
the inside
waitlisted.
Out,
$250.
Starting with the software and applying machine learning to build a camera that takes photos for you so you can enjoy the moment and instantly get shots
that's not creepy.
You couldn't get before.
Do you put it on your flower bag? What are you, where are you, you just...
How does all that work?
But
how
see, I do this with the Gear
with
360.
The camera. Let's talk about what that engine does.
I make little time lapses.
This is an odd product.
You look for people you care about.
We've seen these.
You look for smiles.
I used to wear a thing around my neck that looked just like this.
Your dog starts chasing her tail.
My father did this with a handy cam and a tripod, the old school way.
Turn it on, and it captures the moment so you can be in the moment.
How does it know when to take a picture?
And because the software is at the core of the camera,
maybe they're smiling.
It's going to get smarter over time.
Yeah. Is at the core of the camera.
We also reimagine what camera hardware should do for you.
How good are, I guess it
tiny.
Could be the same
it
as
weighs
in the
almost
Pixel.
Nothing. Yeah. So you can easily same toss camera. It into your pocket. And it's a hands-free camera. So you can get these amazing new perspectives on your experience and get yourself in the shot by attaching clips to almost anything or setting it down.
And then you just let it take pictures?
Now, from the beginning, we knew privacy and control really matter. Mm-hmm. And we've been thoughtful about this for Clip's users, their family, and their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the basics. It looks like a camera, and it has an indicator light, so everyone knows what the device does. Next,
that's smart.
It looks for stable, clear shots of people you know, and you help the camera learn who's important to you. And finally... All the machine learning happens on the device itself.
That's very interesting.
So just like
Google.
Any point and shoot,
it's got 16 gigs of storage.
Nothing leaves your device until you decide to save and share it.
So it's recording locally.
This approach to designing and engineering clips
130 degree very wide angle lens f2.4
to miniaturize the type of powerful machine learning that only a few years ago needed a supercomputer.
Someone in the chat mentioned that they keep using
captures.
The term "we'll get better in time," and we were talking about that last night.
Some clips
well, even at the beginning of this event,
family.
They said our artificial intelligence, our machine learning is always learning, and that is something really different from
Take
what everybody else
snippets.
Is doing.
They capture the whole moment.
If they
we
live
call
up
those,
to this, right?
Of course, clips. You can save
this
them as a motion
photo. Completely new product category, which is very interesting.
Although it reminds me a little bit of the HTC Ree.
It's a high resolution.
It's like a
Ree,
but it's not designed to stream to
YouTube. It's like
YouTube.
Having my own photographer shooting and choosing
which
the
Gear
best
360
moments
also
for
does.
Me. And I just have to swipe to save to Google
there
Photos.
There have been some life cams designed to hang around your neck and
seconds.
Kind of shoot your life. This is not that, though, really.
So that's the new Google Clips.
I think this is really interesting.
Is it water resistant? I want to take this with me on the paddleboard.
Software and hardware to help people more easily capture genuine, candid moments of family,
$250. It's pricey.
Friends and pets.
This is
about as much as the 360 cameras.
Selling for $249. Take a look at some of these great clips from our earliest users. Enjoy.
Okay, here we go.
This is one where you're just going to have to get us try it, I guess, or let us try it and see if it does what it promises.
I have a feeling this will be tossed out as a free gift at Google I.O. next year.
Maybe, I certainly, I certainly will be
Rick
Osterloh back on stage in his
what you just saw
soft tea
in Pixel Buds and Clips blends AI with the best of Google software and high-performance hardware to create new, radically helpful experiences for users. This is our strategy for the Google hardware team, and you've seen it come to life in all of our new products. The two newest members of the Google Home family, the beautiful new Pixel
phones.
This
is Rick's coming out party, actually, as hardware guy at Google.
And of course,
no kidding.
The Google Assistant.
And
primary way we bring AI.
I received
an
email from Google PR yesterday saying
Google
Rick is available
to
talk to on Twit or so they're sending him out to pitch this. Well, I mentioned you and I said all about Android and this week in Google and our new weekly newsmaker show. I said Twit probably isn't the right show for him, but we'll get him on Twit sometime in the next week.
Made by Google family.
One of our shows. He wanted to be on the Sunday show. I don't think that's a good place for an interview. That color,
the coral.
We've created them as a single.
Maybe wait until you see it in person.
Yeah, maybe.
Designed for you with familiar elements, from soft materials to curved lines and simple, stylish colors. They look great together, and they also work great together, and perfectly demonstrate our approach of reimagining hardware from the inside out.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
For you live stream viewers, take a closer look at our new products at our redesigned Google store. For everyone here in SF Jazz, you'll get to see everything up close in our demo area outside.
I was invited, I'm glad to say, to this event. But I decided I'd rather be here with you.
Well.
But many of the people we know will be at this event. And
yes.
Hands-on. The biggest product announcement, not only from I've ever seen from Google, but I don't think anybody's come close to announcing this many products in a single hour and 43-minute span.
It's been a while.
It's remarkable. Of course, all of these were rumored, except for the Google Clips. I don't think anybody had any.
And the Google Home Max.
No, I saw some
rumors. Oh, no, you're right.
That
was rumored. Yeah. That was rumored.
So let's, Florence Ion is with me from All About Android, and let's just run down the things.
Yeah.
We'll do it quickly, because there's a lot to talk about. We will talk more about it on This Week in Google this afternoon, and as I mentioned, we'll get Rick Osterloh on the one of our shows in the next week and talk about it. But very impressive list of products from Google. All around one idea, which is an ecosystem that's built on artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sundar Pichai said at the beginning, as he did at Google I.O., that we are no longer in the mobile era, the mobile-first era. This is the AI-first era. And it makes sense for Google to say that, because no one has anywhere near the information and the skill and the power that Google has in this realm.
Very true, Leo. Yeah.
So new products, I guess we should go in the order that they went. They talked about a new Google Home, a mm-hmm. Google Assistant, and a Home Mini. Yeah, if you go, by the way, the store is open, and you can order all this stuff. Not all of it will be available. Some of it is just get on a wait list. But the Google Home Mini is a donut. I'm going to call it a donut size, especially if you get the coral, because it sure looks tasty. Basically, Amazon Echo Dot clone.
Yep.
It's the Google Assistant. It has, though, unlike the Dot, they said, a good speaker. A 360-degree speaker. It will also connect via Bluetooth. It doesn't sound like it has an auxiliary jack, but via Bluetooth to a Bluetooth speaker, so you can get bigger speakers coming out of it. Google now has a party mode, and they have another speaker, which we'll talk about in a second. So Google is really going after not merely the Amazon Echo market, but the Apple HomePod market and the Sonos market. Sonos had a big announcement this morning mm-hmm. saying they were going to introduce a new smart speaker, much like these smart speakers that Apple and Google are announcing, that has Amazon Echo support. Google will have the Google Assistant support. But it will tie into a much larger ecosystem. They pointed out how if you have Chromecast on your TVs, that now the TV is now a display for Google Assistant. If you have these speakers, you could have a party mode, you could have separate mode. It looked like a very sophisticated tool. And they emphasized how each user has his or her own account. It's context sensitive, yep. and it works with kids.
Yep. They have a little kid mode that you can set up now for your kids. It's supposed to be used for your kids under 13 years of age, help them engage the Google Assistant. They can play games with it. They can ask it for homework help if they need.
And it integrates into all your other Google devices, including, most importantly, the Nest devices.
Yes, which is another ecosystem that Google really wants to sell us on, kind of like get that security in our house in addition to all these other devices.
But as you can see here, they don't deprecate the third parties. SmartThings is included, no. As is Honeywell and Hue Lights and Wemo.
Belkin Wemo, yep. TP-Link.
If this, then that. So this is a full ecosystem, which I think is smart of Google. It's a little bit more open, perhaps, than Apple will be with its HomePod. We'll see. Apple's, didn't talk about it in their most recent event. It won't be out till December. But then neither will the
Google Home Max.
The Max,
which is pretty big. It looked like in the little video that they were showing us.
Yeah, it was hard to tell.
Scale.
Let me get a picture of it.
It
from
looks
the store.
Like it's supposed to sit in your living room. You can make it vertical and kind of to put. I'm assuming one on either side.
I think they're look at this picture. They're intentionally making it look bigger than I think maybe it is.
Are you posturing a bit?
Yeah. It's got four speakers, two tweeters, and they call them woofers, 4.5-inch woofers, but that really would be a little small for a woofer. In an enclosure, very much like the Sonos Play 5. See, that's more. There you go. There you get a better idea of the size of it. It's not quite as big as a Play 5. It's maybe a little bit smaller. But they're emphasizing, as Apple has with its Home Hub, Home Pod, this ability to tune for your space. Mm-hmm. So it'll equalize, give you full audio no matter where you put it. One of the things Apple will do, though, is if you get two of them, it'll make them stereo. They didn't really talk about that as far as I can remember.
Well, you can hook up the Google Homes now.
Yeah.
Do multi-room.
Will they be stereo? So left-right stereo?
I'm assuming they might do that over Wi-Fi.
That seems like something you ought to do, that they should be able to do. They do have a party mode, so if you have multiple speakers from Google
It's very fun when you have multiple speakers in a two-story house, by the way, because it's a party upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah. And party mode was hard to do. I mean, that was really Sonos' secret sauce for years.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody can do it. Chrome Audio added it not so, like 6 months ago. So we know Google can do it. The idea here, though, is it is a speaker with Google Assistant built in. It supports not just YouTube Music and Google Music, but Pandora, Spotify. It's a more broadly ranged option, it seems to me, than Apple's will be. Wemo, TP-Link, all the smart home stuff, entertainment from Netflix, YouTube, CBS.
Tasks
from the
Domino's is the first task,
Domino's,
by the way. You can order Domino's through Google Home.
Not a selling point for me. Headspace, though, I love. In fact, use Headspace on my Google Home right now. It's really neat to meditate with your Google Home and let it direct you. So it'll work with Chromecast and Cast Ready TVs as well from Vizio.
Vizio TVs, yeah, have the Chromecast built in, which is awesome. Ron has one of those, Ron Richards.
As you look at this and this product line, you really see that Google is saying, we're gonna own the home, and we're going to do it with a broad ecosystem of things. As Nest, of course, has security, has lights, has cameras, has thermostat, has a doorbell now. So Nest announced a bunch of products.
Coming out in November, so next month. It's around $500. Almost $600 for the whole security kit that you can buy. Comes with like a couple things. I believe the doorbell is coming a little later, actually.
Yeah.
So I believe that's coming in the first quarter of next year.
Google also announced, as we expected, a new Chromebook, a Pixel Book. And I'm relieved to see that there isn't a lip extending behind it. It really fooled me in the leaks. But that's just a shadow in these images. It's very thin, 10 millimeters thick. That's as thin as any of the thinnest laptops out there, including Apple's MacBook. A little heavier than the Samsung Chromebook Plus. It's a little bit over 2 pounds. But they are offering it in some very heavy-duty configurations.
Ooh, yeah.
There are two i5 configurations, one with 8 gigs of RAM, one with 4 gigs of RAM, one with 128 gigs of storage and 256. And then if you're willing to spend over $1,700, you can get an i7 based Chromebook Pixel, or Pixelbook, I guess they call it.
Who knew we needed that?
With an i7, 16 gigs of RAM, which I think you do want. The more RAM, the better on
Absolutely.
Chrome, right? And kind of unaccountably large 512 gigabyte storage. You don't really use Chromebooks for local storage, so that surprises me. They also announced a accessory pen, which is made by Wacom. That means they have a Wacom digitizer in the screen of the Pixelbook. And that's actually very good news for people who like to use pens or styluses.
Yep.
That's a very good technology, 2,000 levels of pressure sensitivity.
And the pen unlocks assistant features.
That's kind of cool, too. You can, for instance, they showed if there's a picture on the screen, you can use the pen, circle it.
Yep.
Google Assistant will know, oh, you want to know who that is, and will pop up that image, let you buy music if it's a musician. You got to wonder, though, they keep mentioning Stranger Things. If there's some sort of partnership between Netflix and Google on this, or they just know that we love Stranger Things, that may be it.
They're trying to be relevant.
Yeah.
To really appeal.
Yeah. Well, they appeal to me with that one. I like it. 10.3 millimeters thick. That's very, very thin. And they say this with all this stuff, all day battery. Those are weasel words. We don't really know what that means.
True.
Seventh generation, up to seventh generation i7 Intel processor, up to 5, 12 gigabytes NVMe storage, 8 or 16 gigs of RAM. I was wrong. I'm sorry. The lowest end still has 8 gigs, which is pretty good. And fast charging through Type-C connector. This is an interesting product, mostly because, and they say they'll sell it at Best Buy, mostly because it's so much more expensive than other Chromebooks.
It is. It's just as expensive as anything Microsoft and Apple's putting forth.
More
and
expensive
you really
than
have
Windows
to ask
machines.
Yourself if that's yeah. something that you're going to get full use out of. I want to try it. I want to see if those problems I'm having with this little, you know, Chromebook might be fixed by all that hardware boost.
Well,
getting.
The other thing they pointed out, they're not going to make an LTE version, but they pointed out, well, if you have a Google Pixel mm-hmm. phone, it will automatically see your Pixel phone, and you can use it as a hotspot without any additional configuration.
Awesome. That's
I think
so
that's
cool.
a nice feature. And it makes sense, because I think one of the reasons people don't want LTE in a laptop is they don't want a second or third account
yep.
With the cell carrier. This way, you've already got an account. You've already have a Pixel.
Yeah.
Maybe you even have a Google Fi, which means that hotspotting won't cost you any more than it does already. Let's see, what else? We're just beginning.
What else? So after the Pixel Book, the Max,
the Home,
the Mini.
It
was the Pixel 2.
It's the phone.
It's the phone.
And rumors were correct, although I didn't see any of the rumored images with the orange button.
You didn't?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I believe
okay.
that was the original
Maybe I just didn't
Evan
believe
Blast.
It. Evan Blast knew.
Yes.
Ev Leaks knew that it was going to have a colored on-off switch. It's not a Google Assistant button. It's just an on-off switch, and wow. there are, depending on your configuration, there are different colors, but they're not all colors are available in all configurations, as we learned when we tried to order.
It appears the Kinda Blue is possibly a Verizon exclusive, not available
Which,
for unlocked
Wasn't that
models.
The case last year as well? I think it was.
No, last year the blue one, I believe, only came in 32 gigabytes.
Oh, that was the limitation. Yeah.
Lunch?
So this, no 32 gig version, it's either 64 or 128, right?
Yep, which I appreciate.
Yep. You have the big one, which is a 6-inch, 18:9 aspect ratio, quad HD screen, OLED, P-OLED screen, or you can get an LCD screen in a 5-inch model. Hardware inside is the same on both, Snapdragon 835 mm-hmm. processors, the same camera, 12-megapixel shooter, a single-lens camera, unlike Samsung, unlike Apple, mm-hmm. unlike LG, but Google says we don't need two lenses because every time you take a picture, many frames will be shot in a variety of different lighting and focus ranges. And I thought all of a sudden I ran out of storage.
No.
That's just the ad. Okay, good. They can do computationally. They seem to think the same thing that Apple's doing with two lenses with a single lens. Of course, we'll wait and see. But they did proudly trumpet the fact that DxO Mark has given them now the highest score ever, a 98, beating the 94 that both the iPhone 8 and the Note 8 achieved. I think at the once you get past a certain point, cameras are
yeah.
good. They're all good.
They are.
I'm curious to see what Google's doing. Of course, both Flo and I immediately ordered Pixel 2 phone.
I got a smaller one this year.
Good.
Because I got the XL last year. I decided to go smaller this year.
It's funny. I did the other thing last year. I got the smaller one and I regretted it. And eventually
oh, really?
Ordered
I hope I don't
one.
Regret it because I have to give up my XL.
Yeah, I like the idea of a smaller phone. I'm not against
it. I kind of miss it.
But I find myself looking at the screen at about 3 inches from my nose because it's small.
It's true. So,
I don't know. We'll see. You can report back. Both phones will offer this squeeze feature that HTC first delivered in its Ultra U11,
right.
where you squeeze it to launch Google Assistant. It says it will notice the difference between an accidental and an intentional squeeze.
We'll see about that.
And one of the demos they did on stage, which I thought was really impressive, was she squeezed the phone to take a smiley. It immediately went to a selfie. Or a smiley. I'm going to call them smileys from now on. Take a selfie, and it immediately went to 3, 2, 1.
It was quick.
It was the fastest selfie I've ever seen. She's
quick.
Like, squeeze, take a selfie, boom.
Just as quick as double pressing the power button.
I think that could be good, and I think if they continue to beef up Assistant, that may be something you want to launch all the time.
Show your friends what your Assistant can do.
Yeah. They're keeping up, of course, with the unlimited photo storage offer that all Pixel phones had last year.
I certainly hope so.
That's a must because you do take a lot of photos.
Because I need it.
Yeah. Then came some interesting products.
Mm-hmm.
Products that have been rumored but not fully fleshed out. First, the Pixel Buds, which are Bluetooth wireless headphones. They do have a attaching cord. Doesn't look like it's an electrical cord. It's hard to tell. To kind of hold them on, you know, to keep them from, so you can dangle them. It's the one thing AirPods feel like they're more likely to get loose because there's nothing.
There's nothing tethering them
tethering
to you.
Them. At least if these fall out, there's something
it's
holding
like,
on.
Like the little leash for the baby pacifier. Clip it around your collar.
I wish you hadn't said that. No, I'm not going to. They come in black, white, and blue, just like everything else. They're loud, they're proud, they're wireless. This is what Google says. The actually, now that I'm looking at it this close up, what are these two gold dots here? I don't know.
Oh, I think that's a. Oh.
Is that a proximity sensor, maybe? Or. Huh?
Or they
charging
they
pogo pins for charging. That
oh, maybe it
are.
Is for yeah. charging. I was thinking maybe they'll magnetize the two buds together so they sit around your neck like an actual necklace.
I ordered them. We'll find out in a couple of weeks. A lot of this stuff won't be available right away. Some of it is available instantly this
staggered
year. These,
rollout.
These you can get, I think, in a month. They will, much like the AirPods, allow you to touch them to control the Google Assistant. But the most amazing demo, I think it's the best demo of the day, a day of some really interesting demos, was the instantaneous translation.
Yeah.
And if that works true to form, that's remarkable. The idea that you could stand across from somebody speaking a language you don't understand, speak to them, it will translate for them in their ear, and then they speak to you and it translates in your ear. It is the science fiction Babelfish Douglas Adams created for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a little thing you put in your ear. That simultaneously translates. That, if that works, we got to do it with Romanian.
Yeah, I want to see it.
But if that works, and it, boy, on the stage, they were talking in Swedish and English, and it was very quick. It was almost a fluid conversation. It was as quick as simultaneous translation.
Yep.
Breakthrough. Huge. Now, these are not cheap. They're, in fact, more than Apple's AirPods, $159. But if it can do that...
They might be worth that.
It might be worth it.
It has the assistant built in. Yeah. I imagine you have to put a little bit of circuitry in there and do all that.
They show on the page a young woman tapping him saying, "Help me speak Japanese." And at that point it does.
"Help me speak Japanese. No problem.
I'm going to be in Japan in April. I will try these." That could be a breakthrough. That could be huge. You touch and hold the right earbud to activate the Google Assistant on your Pixel. So you must have a Pixel. There's
okay.
not smarts are not in the... the pods, the buds, they're in the Pixel, but that makes sense. And
yep.
I presume it is the Pixel for now. Maybe it will work with other Android phones. But increasingly, Google's really saying, we don't want you to use other Android phones.
We're tired of it. Stop going to Samsung for everything.
Yeah.
Look what we can do.
Yeah. And just like Apple, they're making an ecosystem. I'm sure these will work as the AirPods do from Apple with other phones, but not with the Assistant.
Right.
So that's interesting. They come with a charging case, much like the AirPods, although, as with everything Google's doing these days, it's fabric-colored. 5 hours of listening time with one charge. The case holds multiple charges, up to 24 hours of listening time on the go. This is comparable to Apple's very similar product, the AirPods. So, access music, messages, and more. One of the things, another great demo... was the driving mode on the Pixels. She said,
throw
out my cup holder,
say,
take me home. And it did everything you wanted to do, including resume your podcast.
A lot easier than getting into the car and trying to manually set everything up. Even with Android Auto, I still have to set things up.
It looks like those are pogo pins, John, because if you look at the schematic that's offered on Google's store.
Oh, there we go.
The charger seems to have some pins in it. Adjustable loop cord. I guess does the loop go over your ear? I guess it does. Touchpad is on the right earbud only, so you have to get used to touching your right ear.
What happens if you're a lefty?
Which I am. I'm just going to have to use my right hand. Let's see if I can glean anything else from the specs. USB-C to USB-A charging cable included in the box makes it easy to charge. So they do use USB-C charging, which is nice.
They better
at
this stage in the game.
Yeah. Does sound like it works as an audio headset with any Bluetooth, as long as you have Android 5 or higher, iOS 10 or higher. But to access the Assistant, you need Android 6 or higher. And you, I'm going to guess you need a Pixel, although they don't say that here. So
and other requirements, which is a leak.
Oh, Oh, there they go. That's a link. Other requirements.
Other requirements is going to take us to a support page.
What you need to use a Google Assistant on your phone. Well, that's okay. That just means on your phone. So they said the Pixel 2 will be the first with Google. No, they said the Pixel Book will be the first with Google Assistant. We have Google
maybe
Assistant.
Maybe they'll roll it out.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe we'll find
stage
out.
Stage rollout.
Maybe it will work with other Android phones. That would be nice. And then they announced a weird little product called Google Clips, a standalone camera with a wide-angle lens and an artificial intelligence that knows when to take a picture. So you put it on something. That's the clip on the back. You put it on something, and you just point it at your family, and you let it do its thing. It has 16 gigs of internal storage. They said, and this will assuage some privacy concerns, it does not automatically upload to the net until you tell it to. So it captures the images locally, and they say gets smart, as with everything Google announced today, gets smarter over time, knows better when to shoot those short clips. It says Google Clips captures motion photos that last several seconds without audio. No audio on it. It sounds like a fairly limited device.
No audio on it.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
So you're taking video?
Just motion. No.
Oh. Oh, and it's $250?
Yeah.
Oh.
It does learn to recognize familiar faces like humans and cats and dogs.
That's cool, but I can't hear them.
So, yeah. It's more, I don't
know. What if I have a vocal cat?
I think it's really about stills that have motion clips or something.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's so compact and why you can just easily clip it onto your shirt, but I don't know about the no audio thing.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be one of those weird things. $250 available not yet. You have to get on the wait list for this. A number of these products, that and the big speakers, not available today. Everything else available for pre-order today for delivery in various time frames. And Flo and I both maxed our cards out during the
yeah.
During the show.
It better be worth it.
Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 new products
That's
in an
insane.
Hour and 45
when
minutes.
When did Google become a hardware company?
Google is a hardware company. There's no question about
officially.
It.
Officially.
And an ecosystem company. They were moving towards that for a long time. But now you have Samsung's ecosystem, you have Apple's ecosystem, and you have Google's ecosystem. And I guess you also have to say you have an Amazon ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's some crossover, but for the most part, you want to pick one. And while I don't think that's great for consumers, it's great for these companies.
Absolutely.
And given the range of offerings, when you throw Nest into the mix that Google offers, I don't think anybody comes close, even Samsung.
Samsung actually just announced something with ADT earlier this week.
Okay, well, maybe Samsung, because they have the phones, they have the
watches.
They have
a SmartThings ecosystem. That's...
By the way, no mention of Android Wear here. That's really, I think, over. No mention of Android TV here. That's not over. I love my Android Shield, but Google stopped making them several years ago. This is the ecosystem as it stands right now. Cameras, speakers, an assistant everywhere. Oh, and I forgot to mention an updated Daydream view.
Yes.
More bigger, better lens, new colors, that kind of thing.
No tablets, which maybe speaks a little more about the industry.
I think that Pixel C was, yeah, probably that's it on tablets.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you want a tablet, I think their thought is, well, get a Pixel Book and tent it or fold it over.
That's what I did.
It's a tablet. That's what you can do with your
yeah,
Asus.
That's what I, well, it's a convertible. To be fair, I do have a Tab S3 at home.
Okay.
From Samsung.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, Samsung's kind of the last,
tablet
I guess
maker.
Asus makes some tablets, but really there aren't many left. And I think that probably does speak somewhat to customer demand as much
yeah.
as anything else.
And when you've got so many Kindles to choose from, you've already got your books on there. Why would you need anything else?
Florence Ion, thank you so much for getting up early and sharing this event
thank
with
you
us.
For
you were
having
here
me.
Last night for
I
All
was.
About Android.
We did the pre-Google.
Did it live up to everything you thought?
Yeah, it did, actually. I was really happy for sort of like the extra little bits that they announced today. I appreciate that as just a person who is in the Google world with her devices.
Yeah.
I guess now I just want to wait and play with these things
I
and see
too.
How they're going to work. Because that's where it's really going to come down to it.
It's going to be an expensive Christmas.
Oh, yes, it is. No one's getting gifts this year. If you want, just come to my house. You can play with my stuff, and that's your gift for Christmas this year.
You can catch Florence every Tuesday around 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, 1 in the morning UTC for All About Android. You held down the fort this week, but Jason will be back next week, right?
He will be back next All week.
Right. That's great, Jason Howell and Ron Richards and Flo. And where else can we catch your work?
Well, I'm also on the Relay FM network on the Material Podcast.
Love the Material Podcast.
Thank you.
With my good buddy.
Andy.
Andrew.
Yep.
Andrew Kanatko.
And you could just find me online.
It's the Slavic cast.
It actually is. Yeah. Russell, Andy, and I, we're all
Slavs.
And we all of our last names begin with I.
Mm.
Yeah. So I kind of dig it.
I like it. Oh, that flow on the Twitter, OHTHATFLO.
Come find me there. That's where you'll find out where I'm writing since I'm freelancing now.
We're going to stick around and do Windows Weekly in moments, but I want to thank everybody for joining us for this, a big event from Google, maybe the biggest event they've ever had, maybe the biggest event I've seen in years in technology, and I think very, very exciting and very, very expensive if you want to buy it all. We'll see you next time on TwitLive Specials. Bye-bye.